now. We live fly and sick ride. Somehow it's true. We dumb down, bummed out.
Look at that one, look at that one. Man, I love this shit, man. Word out.
Eccentric.
I see a couple of on the bus on y'all.
Yeah. Like the modern day Adam Summit, man.
Wait, there was some
going banana boats on these motherfuckers.
Tell me why all our children gotta die. Well, our mothers and fathers, they gotta cry. Ramallah, why born in California, seen a potent portion of the pride. Even if you see the evil with your aim, it can only be deflected with your pain. Always at odds with the lesson we learn. It's such a beautiful thing we can't explain. Throw a shekel to Prometheus for reasons to believe that we ended with the blackened souls of the greediest. Watch our horsemen courted their feebleness and return to the fire and brimstone with their pieces like I'm keeping this. Tell me something that'll brighten the day, giving thanks for our reasons to pray. Been through a lot, but it's all about a journey. I thank Allah in every way.
Let your heart split, the fire blaze quick. Artificial fertilizer ain't shit. What'll it take to realize we take with displacement straight from enslavement? Say this.
Say that.
Well, you live and learn, don't you, when you come on to do a show? I wasn't expecting Admiral Crumple. Thanks for that hookup, man. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. No,
seriously.
No problem.
You worked so hard to get him on.
I did.
He was one of the toughest guests I think we've ever had to deal with. But anyway, Admiral Crumple for 2008 and beyond.
Being enlightened is no longer enough. You must apply. Being willing is no longer acceptable. You must do. Make it count.
I gotta shake this jail shit off me. He ain't gonna never sail. He gonna fail shit off me. I gotta shake this weak shit.
From Bukakis to Sharking and now Munting.
Like, bitch, get off me. 1977, July 5th. Conceived immaculately with me, my mom's gift. Unwrapped right there in the room like Christmas. My mind has been designed to do like distance. Run whole laps around y'all with my thoughts. You ain't hold back on yours, nah, that's my fault. Now picture me falling all the way to the bottom and I'm laying and calling. Somebody come help me find my strength to stop drinking this poison before I drown my gift. And yeah, it's probably unhealthy, cause I went so hard and woke up sober. I lost my good friend and broke up soldiers. Loco, going hard as a locomotive. Self-loathing like I ain't chosen. Shows to bless souls get exposed. Just know that I ain't folded. I gotta shake. Nah, nah, nah. I gotta shake. Nah, nah, nah. I gotta shake. Jail shit off me. He ain't gonna never sail. He gonna fail shit off me. I gotta shake. Weak shit off me. Keep shit off me. Like, bitch, get off me. September 18, 2006. I roll up in the court thinking this should go quick. On a couple $1,000 suit type shit. From behind $1,000 Cartier scripts. I witnessed my world tumble down like bricks. Two words she slurred and it sounded like distance. 1 year. Travel through the room like moonlight through the darkness. Who was heartless? How could I beat two felonies? Then turn around and lose like blues like this. My lawyers saying stay calm. People saying pray for them. They're locking my black ass up like Akon. My wife at the crib going crazy. Pregnant. Yelling I ain't having no more babies. People saying Preem ain't fucking with me no more. Niggas in the pen looking homo. No. Out of jail feeling like Christopher Walken. The king of my city swinging my dick as I'm walking. Up to the 750 I open the door. My cousin like several bitches make up the decor.
I look in, he got a cup and he pours. I tell him, nah, I'm good, I would've chugged it before. I'm a new man, but I could fuck with a whore. Nigga, my dick so hard, it's probably touching the floor. Riding around in the back of a black luxury toy. Getting sucked like niggas cannot fuck with me, boy. When I look in the mirror, all I see is the real. You niggas shouldn't be here, R.I.P. if you will. I'm the moment of truth, I'm the only significant thing roaming the scene soon as I go in the booth. I'ma do it this time, I'm feeling really defined. Unsigned, the sign, nigga, the city is mine.
Well, we had Pharoah Monch on. A few serious questions came in. We had a bloody Apple Crumble on. And MSN went wild. I think he's got a new fan base now. And a bit of a fanny base by the look of it. He'll be getting a bit of fanny mail tonight. Well, sounded perverted, didn't it? Anyway, let's keep things bouncing now. We're waiting. Well, we've been speaking to Das FX. They need a bit more time than the scheduled time. So we're going to roll with Tech Nine as our next guest tonight, as advertised. Talking to Tech Nine. In about 5 minutes' time, we're going to go to Tech Nine. So that's going to be the next guest on the show tonight. Let's go into this one. This is new as well. Just mellowing things out. Kind of a mellow vibe to tonight.
Tell you how it is on your side.
Still checking the MSNs flowing in.
Get ugly sometime. I ain't saying I still live there. But I'm in that state of mind. If you ever try it, ever. Don't make me have to take it back to the camouflage. Black talent in your car, super lame. Like them old 10-speed handlebars. Snatch your grip, whipping chick. Everything you have is ours. Great escape, penny straight. FDR laughing hard. Hurts a nigga, park and reverse a nigga. Say it ain't right with gunners. Just picking you off in plain sight. In broad daylight, I'm a man of peace. But when it's war, I'm a man with a peace. Still with the contemplations. Grabbing your weapons when life's been good lately. Got babies, might even waste some good rice on a wife. But hesitating with guns in your waist in deadly situations. Leave you hugging the ground with your face. Man, they say your grace in my place with food on my plate, man. You up chugging bubbly to savor the taste, man. Before I gotta stomp your spleen, then drag your monkey ass through hell like Constantine.
I take money every day of the week. Get honeys every day I speak. If your gun game better than mine, then do reach. This here is the day of the wolf I must eat. I take money every day of the week. Yeah, honeys, every day I speak. If your gun game better than mine, then do reach. This here is the day of the wolf, I
must eat.
Some
people walk around fresh to death with clothes and ice and cars with rims that shine so nice. And cash in hand, they live their life. But some of us make it with a gun and a knife. I fiend, I starve, I watch, I wait, I scheme, I dream, I plot, I take, I stalk. With force, I move, I shake, I'm poor, I'm broke, I need a break. I gotta get mine, the mentality of a dude that don't want a set salary. And your dollars are my energizer battery. It keeps me going, I know that somebody get mad at me. Cause I gotta focus and it's get rich or die. There's no I in team but two eyes and stimuli. I'm trying to see fast though. Me and Jazzo got the game in a lasso. Assholes, holla at me.
I take money every day of the week. Get honeys every day I speak. If your gun game better than mine, then do reach. This here is the day of the wolf, I must eat. I take money every day of the week. Yeah, honeys, every day I speak. If your gun game better than mine, then do reach. This here is the day of the wolf, I must eat. Best eyes on the Ville eye. Illa G, I'm a millimeter carrier. Vocal heat of disease. A living harsh reality. Be out, niggas see out. Lay something down as the mental. Been welding. Loud guns with the silence of kiss. Repertoire is the pound of Nina and Bo Phipps. Stay ready, keep the waist heavy. Ain't directly, neckly. Next to me is the black DE. Lifestyle is the crack concrete. Cause of that, I concentrate. Don't wait, I aim to squeeze. Pardon me, but times is hard. When I starve, I eat food. Therefore, delete you, leave you. Thrust knife and leap you. Speak the heater's views. For the cash, I'll abuse you, move you. Throw a little something at your moonroof. Plus two. Hush you, nigga, fuck you. Illegit. Take money, every day of the week. Get honeys every day I speak. If your gun game better than mine, then do reach. This here is the day of the wolf, I must eat. I take money every day of the week. Get honeys every day I speak. If your gun game better than mine, then do reach. This here is the day of the wolf, I must eat.
Yeah, yeah, what up? This is your boy SP the Ghost right here on the Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Radio, D Block all day. Your boy SP the Ghost, Friday Night Live Show, what up? It's your boy SP the Ghost. This is the Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Radio. You know what it is. It's number hits, number hot artists, number fire coming out of here, man. You already know what it is. Friday Night Live. It's a conspiracy how we got all this great music on the radio. Feel us, D Block. Yeah.
Right, straight after this one, Lil Dab. We're going to be talking to Tech N9ne. The Friday Night Live Show at hotmail.com. Add us to your MSN.
It was December 94 when Superstar jumped off. And you got a lot of love from real thugs, of course. People we lost, cause brother, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, brothers wanna bastard. Kick up the watch and Brooklyn brothers rewind the clock. Last days of Union Square, rocking the Nike Air. Deep dish champion hoodies, you knew we were there. Never seen them cats on the Soul Train line. When cats recognized brothers and you knew you were live. Like Big Dap, buy a dap, group on out my back. Rolling on a diamond district, which I know about that. About that, about that, about that. Tell them where you're coming from, Brooklyn, New York. Where the rhymes and the murderers and killers, they start. People we walk in the street like a star. Looking for stars, brother, get out of your car. Hey, folks, tell them where you're coming from, Brooklyn, New York. Where the rhymes and the murderers and killers, they start. People we walk in the street like a star. Looking for stars, brother, get out of your car. Hey, car, poor lyrics make you wanna twist up your face. But I'm on a mission, son, to get by any means. With a strong team, I can feed off my family. It's real, war is war, and we still have to hustle hard, baby, just to feed the poor. The boy is war, I guess he has a purpose, of course. Growing up, popping and locking and watching hip-hop. Had visions, if that was me, I would blow up the spot. Coming out my character, you know Brooklyn does it a lot. I'm a 24 karat BK all day, and the bad thing about it, still got love around the way.
Spread on this.
The boy is back, oh well you heard the track. We're about to hit him hard, so just give it back. It goes deep, concentration, watch me channel through your mind. Sit back and recline, watch me hit him hard one time. Tell him where you're coming from, Brooklyn, New York. Where the rhymes and the murderers and killers, they start. People we walk in the street like a star. Looking for stars, brother, get out the car. Hey, folks, tell him where you're coming from, Brooklyn, New York. Where the rhymes and the murderers and killers, they start. People we walk looking for stars, brother, get out the car. Hey, folks, tell them where you're coming from, Brooklyn, New York. Where the rhymes and the murderers and killers, they start. People we walk in the street like a star. Looking for stars, brother, get out.
Not the same without the Nutcracker, you must agree.
Brooklyn, New York.
Lil Dap. Apparently, I've just been told I said Dap C, not Lil Dap. Sorry about that. I'm pretty wasted tonight. I've been on the old Bovril. Little Wayne has his syrup. We in the studio, we've just started. We've got a bit of a nasty habit, actually. We're on the Bovril. Get a Bovril, put a couple of Werther's Originals in there, mix it up a bit, you know, shake that shit up. Just down it in one.
Shake that shit up.
Living that rap life. Living the Vida Loca. So let's keep things. Speaking of Vida Loca, this next MC is quite crazy in many ways. Let's talk to him now, shall we? His name's Tech N9ne, and an artist which has done so much, man. Let's just quickly give a very brief bio while I get his number in and I call him.
Yeah, man. Like you said, he's done so much. His career spans over 20 years from Kansas City. A lot of people might remember his stuff with The Regime or Yuck Mouth, but more recently he put out Killer double CD that sold over a million albums, and he's one of the hardest working MCs out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of touring, there's a lot of music. He runs his own label, Strange Music, not to be confused with Strange Famous, Sage's label. Mm-hmm. But man, he's sick, real sick, real underrated.
Cool, let's bring him on then. Tech N9ne, everybody. We're going to be talking to Das FX, Night Planet Asia, and a few surprises.
Hello.
Hello, hi, it's the Friday Night Live Show. We're here to talk to Tech Nine.
Yes, 1 second.
Thank you.
Give me 1 minute and I will get him on the line. Can you hold for a second?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, 1 second.
Friday Night Live Show, Tech Nine about to join us now. As we just wait for the conference to happen. Sounds like snooker commentary. And he just potted that ball. That wasn't an easy one. Into the bottom corner. He'll have to be careful not to touch the black. Oh, God. Do they have snooker in America?
I believe so, yeah. Think so.
No, it's not like our version, though, is it? Not like the good old British version of snooker.
No, you can't beat that.
Real gentlemen with alcohol problems and coke addictions. That's the British game. we're living the dream.
Living the vida loca.
Vida loca.
Loca.
Oh, come on, man. Gotta get serious now. This Bovril's kicking in. He's crackers. But I'll talk to Tech Nine then, once he's connected in onto the Friday Night Live show. As you know, because you've been there for the past 3 hours listening to us, but for those that just joined us, or for those on Mike Beats, apologies to people on Mike Beats. It was pointed out that you can hear us laughing at one point. I think it might have been with the... I've got the phrase Apple Crumble in my mind now, but in the... whatever his name, Admiral Crumple, in that interview. Apologies for that, then. Do apologise. We tried to mask our laughter.
I don't know who that was. I wasn't laughing. No, I don't think you were, either.
No, I don't think we did, but it was at some point. But whatever point it was pointed out, and we apologise for that. Just waiting for Tech Nine now. On the show.
In a world, this season.
Oh, we won't go there.
Did you watch Emmerdale last night?
Are you there still?
Yes, hi, we're here.
This is Corey still. We're not live, are we?
We are at the moment, yes.
Okay. I'm still trying to get Tech on the phone, actually. Can I have him call you back, actually, or no?
Yeah, we can call you off air. We'll call you off air now, and then we'll arrange it that way.
All right, thanks.
All right, excellent. Okay, call you in a moment. Bye-bye. Well, then, that was a waste of time. No, but seriously, did you see Emmerdale? It was mint. Right, anyway, let's... anyway, come on. Let's settle down. Settle down now, class. Come on. And let's we're going to call him off air. You saw that there was a slight problem with conferencing him in. Gone are the days in the past couple of weeks. Gone are the days where we just call the artist directly, hasn't it? It's always been having to call middlemen and... wait for their calls and stuff, and as you can see, it's slightly problematic, but hopefully we'll be able to make it happen in the next 10 minutes. Conspiracy Worldwide.
One, two, and yo, I used to fuck with chemistry on the street, then I switched it, now it's chemistry on the beat. I'm on a mission, anything I see I defeat in my position. Ain't nobody leaning like me, cause I come through strapped up. Fly in the act truck, don't even wanna act up. Hit him like a Mack truck. Been through mad stuff, childhood was mad rough. Always getting smacked up, till I got my scrap up. Past the high school-ish, got my stripes up. Got a little gassed up, then I got slashed up. That's the way of the world, maybe it's bad luck. Either way, never act tough without your gap tucked. NY hood-ish, Gerda Mask hood-ish, CT hood-ish, Chi-Town hood-ish, LA hood-ish, PA hood-ish, ATL hood-ish, New Jersey hood-ish, VA hood-ish, T-Dot hood-ish, DC hood-ish, Little Rock hood-ish, Detroit hood-ish, N.O. hood-ish, all around the world, yo, we rock to this hood-ish.
Yeah, you know, we here, we there, we anywhere, man, from my hood to your hood. You know how we do it, it's the front line, we'll be one. I hear you again got plots, oh y'all wanna stick us, huh? Don't think we run with them blick-ups, huh?
Don't think too hard, you get hit up, son. I feel sorry for you, and you stupid broke. Oh, that's why you still ping pong weed. We each roll our own ish. Young niggas too stuck off the old things. We giving out nosebleeds. And regardless of the timing, we giving out shots of them lead pieces. Oh, now y'all wanna get us, huh? Got you tight, cause my jury switches up, huh? Got you vexed, cause you see us in them T-Rex, huh? You all stressed, we out in the keys with our feet up.
NY-ish, Murder Mass, hood-ish, CT, hood-ish, Chi-Town, hood-ish, LA, hood-ish, PA, hood-ish, ATL, hood-ish, New Jersey, hood-ish, VA, hood-ish, C-Dot, hood-ish, DC, hood-ish, Little Rock, hood-ish, Detroit, hood-ish, NO, hood-ish, all around the world, yo, we rock to this hood-ish.
We never vacation, it's a video or movie, man, we stay on location, be on your sets with our Uzis, come through and show the hood love, pop through real fast, back to the cash.
Pop that alive, ask Mama Fiend, hip-hop that alive, ask Nas or Jeezy, the best rapper alive, ask Hov or Weezy. I'm just trying to flip my pie, take it easy. So I'm finna retire, then it's no, they need me. I'm an underground king like my man Bun Beezy. But I'm from the east side, where it's Dumfries and gun squeezing, and the bullets flying like it's hunt season. We was raised by them boys in the hood to show you a dead body like boys in the hood. Through them little bags, OGs, boys in the hood. If you're swinging flags, better have boys in the hood. NY. Hood-ish, Murder Mass, hood-ish, CT, hood-ish, Chi-Town, hood-ish, LA, hood-ish, PA, hood-ish, ATL, hood-ish, New Jersey, hood-ish, VA, hood-ish, C-Dot, hood-ish, DC, hood-ish, Little Rock, hood-ish, Detroit, hood-ish, NO, hood-ish, all around the world, yo, we rock to this hood-ish.
What up, what up, what up?
It's the M-O-B-B.
Yeah, son.
With the S-T Dot.
Know how we do it, man. Light up or something, man. Do something with yourself, man. It's the real hood right here, man.
Of course, terminology.
This wicked we here is the army.
Prodigy.
You know what I mean? How you wanna do it?
Hood-ish. Okay, it's all go. We're about to roll on Tech N9ne. He's all ready.
We have made remarkable. We have made remarkable. We have made remarkable progress.
We're making progress.
We're making good progress in Iraq.
We've made a lot of progress on the ground.
We're making progress.
We're making really good progress in Iraq.
A year of strong progress.
We're progress toward victory.
Dramatic progress.
I'm encouraged by the progress.
And I see progress.
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 And that's important for the American people to understand.
There's been good progress.
My truth is the light. It shines brighter than the sun does. I move like flights when Al-Qaeda's among us. I'm cautious, courageous. My force is contagious, independent. I won't fall off like these majors. Thoughts on these pages. Off their course. Haters see corporate cases when they talk out their faces. Exploring the basics, we all need a facelift. Reborning awaits, let's take off in these spaceships. These fakers come out, claiming Doug when they push. Like 50 coming out saying he loved Bush. What the fuck's going on? We in these critical days, full of madness and foul play, the pinnacle stage. Strip your soul from your flesh and burn your physical. I'm not your typical political, lyrical individual. I'm not your typical political, lyrical individual. It's real life, progress is process. So open up your mind and take key to what the box says.
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
I kick that progress.
I hope that you listen.
Yo, the rich stay rich while your poor stay enslaved. And the government creating your plague known as AIDS. How many of my brothers and sisters were they slaves? For these fucking oil prices, a critical crisis. Look through the madness, found the path most righteous. But sniffing cocaine and anthrax, I'm left lifeless. Decisive action, it's all that we asking. Just stand against a gate, grab your iron and start blasting. The government force fed your gas pipe dreams. It's wild white rhymes, it smoke a lot of weed. I hold it on rock with my foul play team. Got my hand on my nuts like fuck the mainstream. I've worked for this push and know about his bullshit. And working for this bitch got me ready to pull quick. I hit you in your head with the lyrical forfeit. Come at you sideways, make your thoughts do a backflip. The venom I spit, know for sparking revolution. The progress is slow but still I stay moving. Progress, and that's the key to the life. Bumping out of CIA, suppressing my windpipes.
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick
progress.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
I kick that progress. I hope that you listen.
The weak hearted, the 6 feet deep departed. Stupid sheep in the street sleep, so we keep speak retarded. Man who's standing on toilet is high on pot. Cold crystal meth, crack dust, and all that stops. Either pay attention or you buying it. Fuck inside the body, out of it, rioting. Prison ran out of pins, so I write wrongs. Faces we make, mirror thoughts, are forces to bomb. Soil trams die over oil cans. Snakes with the coil scams, leaving that for you plans. Rant. Truth is wifey, my mistress, the shadow of death. War don't determine who's right, war determines. Determines who's left on the battlefield. Stress, the stratosphere. Stretch the thin line between progresso and progress. Yes. The beginning of the end is the start of the show. Don't get souped up and procrastinate with the bowl. Wild cops pop shots, squeezing the mag, wrecking spinal. We in the lab, prolific, shredding vinyl. Sea rays wall, sabacc red. Some side making progress. That's how they got dead.
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
Writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
I kick that progress.
I hope that you listen.
Take my advice. You should have stopped when you started. Now you find yourself surrounded by niggas that's cold-hearted. Prolific sea rays, warms, and some mock red. We're trying to break the record, so they have me put your sled. I'm feeling the strain. My body's trained to end all the pain. You need a bulletproof umbrella when my mic's in the rain. I devastate tracks like hurricanes. The east hits the hardest. I'm a non-stop crook on the track. I'm making progress. Reaching new heights. We're climbing new plateaus. I've been making progress before Michael cut off his nose. Perfecting my flow. Some say I'm mastering my craft. If you're trying to stop my progress, then you're making me laugh. I'm rising to another level. I can't make no mistakes. Dissect my paragraph so I can keep my rhymes straight. Progress, give me an inch and I might break it. Doing this for everyone that said I wouldn't make it. Progress,
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
I'm writing for the people.
I kick that progress.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
I kick that progress.
Dirty old tart. Deserves a good munt. Sorry, I do apologise. Okay, right. Excellent, excellent news. Now, of course, we mentioned on Three's the Magic Number show, which I'm probably thinking that most people, or a lot of people, missed this Monday. It kind of comes out the blue. Don't forget, every first of every month, the first Monday of every month, it's going to be live on air. But watch conspiracyblog.net this weekend for the upload. And on that show, we're talking about the beatdown of copyright. For people who are not aware, copyright's been beat down again, this time by his fans. They... for some reason, just decided to beat him up. It seems that copyright has one of those... I don't know, something about him that just makes people beat him up.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I mean, how many more times is it going to happen kind of thing?
I know, man. It must be like
who's next?
He goes to get some milk. Like, yeah, can I also have 20... It's like everywhere he goes. But anyway, big up copyright. And King Dom, if you're in tune, I know you regularly tune in. We're only having a joke, but it is surprising. If you're out there, copyright King Dom, give us a call. You know the number. So just give us a call. Come on air. Let us know what happened. Copyright beat down again. Here he is on a new track with the Non-Stop Crooks, they're called. We're about to get everything in progress. We've got the Tech Nine lined up and also the Das Effects lined up now.
I guess what you was doing... I was like business, right? Wasn't personal.
My brother, it's always business. Never personal.
This is big business. This is the American way.
Business.
Business. Business. Business. Prolific, desiring what I can't get. It's a non-stop crooks, man.
You know what?
And this show is hosted by your boy. Well, might not be your boy, but I'm here. It's copy.
Yeah,
614 is finest, man. Who died?
No,
all right. Non-stop crooks.
ODOT look, a man a Rexic in the game. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Got a method, man, bet I bring the pain. And I stay on my business shit, so mind your business, bitch. Unless you're donating some digits, kid, get a grip. But I hustle everything but birds and keys. I hustle words on beat, so fuck you if you never heard a beat. That's taking cash from my pocket, cause if you heard of me, goddamn, you'd be hocking your grandmother's lock crack. Not even for a grandmother product, you get your nose crammed full of raw shit and can't fucking stop it. Most rappers can't separate their business from they bitches. They get in this with a mission and lose vision. Listen, I'm trying to master me, Jay-Z and Russell Simmons the game. But fuck the women and fame, I'm in it for change. And if I make a million and spend it all, me be a bum? No, I bet I make it all back with a VH1 show.
They wanna get paid. What happened to back in the day? Paying dues to make your way. These rappers on MySpace, they take, they got a fan base. Mic's so heavy, it'll make their little hand break. You feel my handshake, you know it's good business. I got a new contract signed here, where's my witness? Capital P, always for profession. We'll cut the vocals, open up the Pro Tools session. Never selling out to move in a forward direction. Independence, chasing respect to get perfection. Tucked with no talent, a tight rope, no balance. So simplistic, not any type of challenge. Watered down MCs, you're playing in your kiddie pool. CEOs that pimp you, only ones who pity you. I'm a greedy goon who will spit at you for proper business moves. See me taking L, where's your witness, dude? Foul play, you'll never hesitate to devastate the featherweights. I got the record, son, just to set it straight. I'll take my empire, then divide and conquer. You chumps are getting played like the little yellow Tonkas.
I handle my business, real rap CEO. It's foul play, bitches, and you can't stop this show. The lights, the cameras, the stadium's packed. Non-stop in the building, you gotta pay us for that. This goes beyond rap, 401ks and IRAs. Cause at my workplace, you could get hit by strays. I'd punch the clock, I can't make it off a minimum wage. I know I gotta do this shit because I know this shit pays. I gotta supplement my income, nothing comes free. This is the resume of a real MC. And if you need to have my reference, you can go ask P. He'll tell all you motherfuckers you can't grind like me. Cause this is business, nowhere to go but the top. I rep for my crew because my crew is non-stop. So check the desktop for the worldwide memo. At Foul Play, we don't want your whack ass demo. It's that simple, there's only a few rules to follow. I'm gonna be a legend like the cat from Sleepy Hollow. Standard operation, check the procedure. You better have my money or I'm coming with the heater.
We're working hard for this, we're starving artists. And some of the richest MCs in the world, they're fucking garbage. And in this I promise I'm gonna make that change and take it. And put J-Lo's ass in a thong in my yard breaking. So give me 50s, 10s, and 20s, maybe Benjis, Murcielago, Lamborghinis, velvet seats, and silver Bentley. Stay the fuck up out my business. With mine, I'm kinda nifty, BBB. Yeah, the haters bribing niggas just to get me. Fuck the system, I need a get rich quick scheme. Make $1 million, flipping blow rolls in green, know what I mean? We're all slaves to the dollar like these ladies. Yeah, they're angels, but the devil wears his Prada. I put in work and done shows and got nothing when fake ass A&Rs and promoters start fronting. They're money grubbing, but I don't blame the bastards. If you ain't moving for money, then your ass is moving backwards. Respect my set with the mic, got moves like Jet. What's next, another day, or is it a dollar? I'm making crews pay right to check out the saga. Motherfucker.
Conspiracy Worldwide, if you just joined us, we're about to connect now to our next guest, or should I say guest of tonight, we're going to be talking to Das FX. Now, just been speaking to Dre from Das FX off air, and he said, look, can we reschedule? He didn't speak like that. He didn't go, look, can we reschedule? He said, look, can we reschedule because Scoob's not with me? And I thought, no, we'll do it tonight. And he was cool with that. So we're going to speak to Dre now from Das FX rather than both of them. And maybe in a couple of weeks or something, or maybe in a month or so, when their album's about to drop, we get them both on. So that's the plan. Let's connect with Dre then from Das FX now, Conspiracy World, why Tech N9ne to come after him. And, of course, we will be connecting, hopefully, to Planet Asia. It's been very difficult, as you know, from last week. Incidentally, last week, for people who were tuned in, towards the end of the show, we seemed to disappear. It wasn't a choice thing. It was a Pipex internet thing. And I'm delaying now because things are also playing up here. So sorry for that. Hopefully it won't happen again. And we'll be able to finish the show correctly and properly. So, that said, I don't know what the hell is happening, but I'm going to connect to Dre now from Das FX at some moment in time. Hold tight, crew. It is coming. It's on its way. I'm going to be talking not too much about the past. I mean, Das FX history speaks for itself. But just talking about, you know, the world. I think there's a lot of people out there naive to how far the world these guys have travelled. In fact, tonight they're doing a show. Dre's doing a show tonight. It's just unbelievable how they continued, yet they weren't in the limelight. And let's connect. There we go. It's working now. All right, let's go on this.
Hello.
Hello, Dre. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Yo, what's the deal?
Yeah, what's happening, man? Thanks for taking the time out. It's an absolute pleasure to hear your voice up on the show. Now, we were told by Kim, she was saying that you're doing a show tonight. You're actually doing a live show tonight.
Yeah, we'll be in the city at the Knitting Factory.
And it's going well, has it? Have you gone out on stage yet, or are you still to go out?
No, I'm still to go out. Right now it's 8:30 here. What time is it there?
It's 1:30 a.m. right here.
Okay. So yeah, we have a couple of hours before we go on.
All right, excellent. Now, of course, it's all about the new release. That's what the streets are buzzing with. People, all our listeners have been asking us to direct the questions towards a new release. But your history is unbelievable, and it speaks for itself. All the fans out there of hip-hop, and even your passive hip-hop fans, know about Das FX. They know about the releases, they know about the history of the group, and it's just a fantastic biography. One thing I'm not sure if all people are familiar with, apart from your worldwide audience, is that you guys have travelled the world. I mean, you've pretty much done everywhere, haven't you? You've been all around the world travelling and doing live shows.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, one thing I can thank hip-hop for is that it's took me around the world a couple of times, you know?
Yeah.
Just was in Holland last weekend doing a show over there. It was pretty hot.
Yeah. I mean, of all those places, we've got a lot of those places tuned in now. I mean, have you got, like, a best memory, a single memory of these live shows of in any country? Something that shocked you or something that pleased you, you know, like a real good memory for many of the places that you visited around the world?
Oh, man, you know, I've been doing this since 92, so, you know, a lot of those shows done faded away in my brain.
Mm.
So I'd have to try to pull on something that's more recent, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And something more recent was maybe Brazil.
Mm.
We landed and from the time we pretty much were walking through the airport, it was, I don't know if the people, you know, got word. Obviously, they got word we were coming, but it seemed like, you know, almost New Kids on the Block, Michael Jackson, as they were just rocking the van. They were outside the hotel. We did a show. It was, or I could have swore the damn whole country was out there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just something that people who haven't been on a stage with those big crowds that you performed in front of can just imagine. You know, we can just imagine what that must be like. But so you'd go for Brazil for that. Listen, the list of questions are just piling in as we speak, so I'm going to get to some of these now. Now, before we talk about the new release, we've been playing the single for a few weeks now. the Can You Feel It track.
Can You Feel It?
Yeah.
Is that the record?
Yeah.
Can You Feel It?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So we're getting some play in London, huh?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, worldwide through the internet. So, yeah, people are liking that. I mean, it's a familiar break. It must be said, you know, of course, Drew Down did the use that break before and a few other people. But you've come with this, and it's a real grower, and our audience have been demanding it after we played it on the first week. So, yeah, people are really feeling that track out here.
Really?
Hmm.
All right, that's great to hear. So I got to call, make some calls, and I got to let whatever promoters are out there know, you know, we definitely need to make this trip to London.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And add that.
We're about to try and shoot a video for it too, man.
Are you at the moment? You trying to shoot a video?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, we look forward to that. Listen, as I was saying, listen to questions. Now, people are obviously wanting to go back and clear a few things up. So we'll deal with these first, then we'll talk about the new album and the new release. Right, okay. A question coming in from a listener. What was it like to be caught up between E and PMD during the messy Hit Squad, Def Squad split?
The best way I can describe it, man, was like a divorce, you know what I mean?
Right.
Between parents and when the kids are stuck in the middle. It was kind of similar to that, where you really don't know what's going on. You just know that there's a problem. Nobody's really telling you what the problem is about, because you have to understand, Eric and Parrish were having their differences when we joined the Hit Squad back in 92. And from the outside, it looked like everything was cool with them. But as, you know, a couple of months and years went by, we kind of saw that they were having a problem with each other, you know, different transportation and to the show, just little things we started picking up on, you know, not a lot of interaction between them. And so, you know, it wasn't even, and I know a lot of people out there think we made the decision to side with Parrish. You know, that's a big misconception in itself. You know, to this day, we're cool with Eric. We're cool with Parrish. I think it was a thing where, on Eric's part, he already had in his mind what he was going to do, which was he was going to leave the whole Hit Squad situation behind and form his Def Squad thing, you know?
Mm. Yeah, and of course he went on to do that. But so that's a good analogy, to be like, you know, children caught up in a divorce and just to be in the middle of it. So how did you kind of end up on the PMD side of things then?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man, it's like this. Me and Scoob, you know, we dropped out of college to do what we're doing, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
So when you do 3 years in school and, you know, your parents are like, you're going to drop out, you're going to what? And, you know, you know there's a lot of time and money invested in 3 years in school. You want to make sure you're doing everything to make sure the shit succeeds. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that being said, when they were going through all of their turmoil, Parrish always seemed to be the one that was calling us on the phone, making sure the shows were intact. So our initial response was, well, if this guy is the one that's showing us attention and calling us and making sure, you know, shit is going on, we're going to make sure we keep up this guy's ass and make sure, you know, he's doing what he has to do, as opposed to Eric wasn't calling us. We would reach out to Eric. He wouldn't call us back. So, like I said, I think Eric, it wasn't nothing personal, but I think Eric had in his mind, listen, I don't really know these guys like that. I know Redman. I know, you know, my team. So he went and did what he needed to do. So the other only option was, yo, let's just, I guess, chill with Parrish. And, you know, so it wasn't a, you know, oh, we're not messing with Eric, we're messing with Parrish. It was a thing where we're still new in the game. We're not really sure. You know, I mean, this happened within the first year. You understand?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, so Hit Squad broke up, the whole Hit Squad broke up right after our first album, so, you know, there was still a lot to be learned and shit like that, but, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I could just say, like, everything else, the shit, at the end of the day, messed it up for everybody, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the first ones to have crews and all of that, and I've seen all these crews come and go, from Wu-Tang to you know, Terror Squad. They all form a crew, but then they break up, and what happens? The individuals are not as strong as the sum. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know when rap guys are going to, you know, learn the lesson that, yo, if you're going to form a crew, you better stick together, because it's hard out there on your own. And the fans, they really want to see the whole crew. That's what something I've been trying to work on for the last year, is trying to get a Hit Squad, Death Squad reunion tour, so we can all just go out there. But that's easier said than done, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what is the situation with that? I mean, what have some of the barriers been in your efforts to do this?
Some of the barriers are just the politics, man. Just the politics. You know, Redman is pretty much doing what he's doing with Method Man. They're like a duo now. So, you know, when you're running around and you're getting X amount a night, I can't quote what Redman and Method Man are getting, but, you know, when you're getting money every other day and you're like, shit, well, why do I need to stop what I'm doing here and get with these other guys that I really don't even like or know that well anyway, you know? But I think what has to happen is everybody needs to go totally broke, lose all their shit, and then they'll say, oh, maybe we better listen to Dre and try and do this Hit Squad, Death Squad tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I know Keith Murray is out there doing his little shows, but I mean, shit, man, who wouldn't come see Keith Murray open up, Dos Effects, you know, Redman, Method Man, K-Solo, you know?
Yeah.
EPMD. But it's just, you know, just the politics and egos.
Yeah, like you say, it's when people aren't hungry anymore, isn't it, as well? When people have got the stomach full, it's difficult to talk to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. If you're going out and you're getting 20,000 a show, 15,000 a show, you're not worried about Dos Effects. You're not worried about the next guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. Another listener question then, moving away from that, because that's been answered now. Another listener question is about the early days of Dos Effects. And, of course, the unique style. Now, obviously, over the years, you've had these sort of questions about your unique style that you came with back in the day. The UK listeners, though, are asking, have you ever heard of a UK group called the Demon Boys?
The what boys?
The Demon Boys.
I haven't.
You see, because what they're saying is, according to the UK hip-hop rumour mill, you owe your iggity-diggity flow, as they're putting it, to the Demon Boys, because they kind of came with that in 1989. That's what they're saying. They say 1989, Demon Boys are out there doing that, and then Dos Effects came in like, what, 91, 92, and that's what they're kind of pointing the finger there, but you've never heard of them.
No, let me just say this. First of all, tell them to get in line, because everybody and their mother's taking credit for that style, and two, when me and Scoob thought of this style back in 1989, we didn't even know where London was on the map. You understand?
Okay, that answers that.
So we got to just laugh that one off and, you know.
Yeah.
All we knew was New Jersey and Brooklyn, man. We didn't know shit about nothing.
Well, moving away from that retrospective sort of, you know, did you take that from the Demon Boys? Let's move to all the people that did take that style from you. I mean, your style revolutionized hip hop for years after.
I'll take that.
Did. And you saw like artists that had been out for years came back and they blatantly were stealing your style, you know, and that must have been a great feeling for you at that point, to look around and see artists, big name artists that were huge before you came out, now starting to use some of your style that you did on the first album.
Yeah, I mean, like everything else, it got us pissed off, you know, it got us pissed off at first, but then, you know, you figure, what the hell can you do about it, too? And three, you know, when someone is imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And three or four, I mean, listen, man, when I was 9, 10 years old, I was listening to Sugar Hill Gang. When I was, 13, 14, 15, or whatever, I was listening to Special Ed. So I just say that to say I learned from somebody, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you listen to Das Effect, really listen to Das Effect, I mean, we were influenced by, you know, everybody that came before us. So it's just a thing about how much you want to be influenced by someone that came before you. You understand?
Mm. Yeah.
Look at Usher. Look at Usher. He's still doing the Michael Jackson moves. You know what I mean? So, everybody that has a TV and a radio, they're gonna gravitate towards somebody who they're feeling, and you know it's gonna go on till the end of music and shit like that. You know?
Yeah, definitely. But it can be.
Go ahead, man.
No, sorry. What were you gonna say?
No, you go ahead, that's fine.
I was just going to say, it's what you do with it. Like you say, we're all influenced, aren't we? That's why everybody's here now, and that's why you're where you are, because of your influence. But it's what you do with it, isn't it? Like you said, with Usher, he's got the Michael Jackson moves. But he's kind of, you got to agree, he's made that his own style. But what we're saying here is that artists weren't. They were just blatantly just taking it and going, oh, that sounds good. That's hot at the moment. I'm taking that. I'll use that. And they didn't do anything with it. They just took the style. And I think there's a difference, isn't there, between taking influence and just taking a style completely.
Yeah, it sure is. But you know what I mean? Like I said, man, from Crisscross to Funk Dubious to even Teddy Riley when he came out with No Diggity, I mean, you know, what can you do? I'm still going to be the bum stiggity bum guy. Scoop is still going to be the, you know, microphone checker guy. So, you know, at the end of the day, people really know. You know what I mean?
Exactly. A lot of questions have been directed towards this then, before we talk about the new project. What about this kind of, people have felt that in your career, that after the first album, your, what should we say, maybe your ethos, the way you came with it changed, and you became much more serious. I think that's the best way to put it from all the questions that have come in. I mean, was that a concerted effort? Did you think, right, we're going to come more hardcore now on this album and the following albums? Or was that just the way things were moving? That's, you know, how you felt and you put it across in the music from that point on, in the second album onwards?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both, man. I think it was just a natural artist progression. And then, two, we made a conscious... You know, it's a long, long story because... The two guys, Derek and Chris, that were doing our first album, you have to understand that, you know, they went through their whole change, too, after the first album, where if you think everybody was imitating and biting Das Effect's style, you have to look at it from the producer's angle, too. Ice Cube, he took them away from us for a whole year because Ice Cube wanted to work with Derek and Chris, so... And then they had many projects after the first album. So by the time it came to the second album, they were exhausted. And we had to turn the album in like 6 weeks, you know? So we were under the gun. We were under pressure. Plus, we were still in that phase of we're pissed at everybody for biting the style. You know what I mean? So that's why, if you check the history, you see the second album was drastically different, but then the third album, which I believe was Hold It Down, we tried to go back a little bit to something similar to the first album, as close as we could. And on Hold It Down, that's when we decided to step out and use other producers, you know, like Premier and Easy Mo B, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't want to show any growth, you know. I mean, listen, we can still do the Iggy, and I'm jumping ahead because that's all on this current album that we're working on. We're going back to, you know, Scoob and myself kind of call this album we're working on Dead Serious, Hold It Down. It's going to be a combination of both of those albums.
Right. So, I mean, I'm feeling bad now because I jumped in there with this whole, I bet it was a good feeling to see all that, but obviously, from everything you're saying now, you were pissed. You were genuinely pissed at people who were coming with your style. But let's talk about the new project. Let's go positive now because we've been a bit negative on some points here. What about the new project, the new album then? You're working on it. I mean, what sort of percentage is done? What sort of percentage is finished at the moment?
Well, the new album, man, like I said, the name is tentatively called International Sound.
Okay.
And we came up with this name just because, I mean, we're always in Europe, you know? So just being in Paris, digging the Paris scene, you know, being in Germany, digging the German scene. You know, what people in the States don't really understand is they think that, oh, hip-hop is just here in New York or in Jersey, or and they have no idea that, you know, hip-hop is doing big things in Europe, you know?
Mm.
So we're always being approached by MCs, and we're always being approached by different producers that if you close your eyes and just listen to their beats, you wouldn't know where these guys are from and what color they are, which shouldn't matter, right? So we decided, listen, why don't we, you know, give these guys a shot, these producers, these MCs. You know, we might have some cameos from some MCs that we know in these different countries. Why not give some of these guys a shot to shine on a Dos Effex album? Because, you know, I was just a fan. I still am a fan, you know, so I know what it means to some of these producers. Mm-hmm. I can see it in their face when they're talking to me. Like, I can't believe I'm talking to Dre. So we figure, listen, why don't we maybe let an album out for our fans in Europe? And that's kind of what we're catering this album for to do. You know, we could really care less if the fans in the States hear this album. We really want to do something different and just release an album in Europe, let the people over there who've been very loyal to Dos Effex, let them feel special for once, like, yo, we're the only ones getting this Dos Effex album, you know?
So you're using, then, on this album, you're using a lot of producers that maybe people won't be familiar with outside of Europe.
That's fine, but if I get one of the, you know, up-and-coming producers in London, and you guys know him, that's, you know, what I'm trying to hit for, you know?
Yeah. So with regards to the completion then, back to a question I was just hitting on there, what about the album itself then? I mean, how is it coming together? I mean, if you're working with people, you know, predominantly who are internet users, and internet's a big part of it, I mean, how are you putting it together in terms of the album creation? Are you, is it all via internet, or are you meeting people and working in studios, etc.?
Both.
Okay.
What we're doing is, it's just like you said, both. When we go to these shows in these countries, like I said, we were just in Holland. We met up with a producer over there. We've been letting the word out, you know, letting people know we're looking for international producers. So my email is constantly being flooded by beats. So is Scoob. So, you know, the word is getting out more so now that we have this record out there, and which was produced by our DJ, Rendezvous. And, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, internet, you know, it's just a click of a mouse and boom, you have the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's nothing for me to get the beat. Just go to the studio, lay my part. Scoob does the same thing. And, you know, we ship it back to the producer and he mixes it.
Yeah, it's very easy nowadays, isn't it? It's not all about, you know, meeting people physically. And like you say, it's a click of a mouse and you've got the beat. And within that day, you can go and use that and mix it down. You've got a track. What about a sort of release date? Now, I know you say you're working on it and you've got a tentative title with it. But what about sort of, I mean, are we expecting early 2009 or mid-2009? What are your sort of plans for the release date?
No, we want to stop it. Yeah, we want to drop it. You know what it is with an album? The streets will let you know when they're calling for your album. I mean, you put out the right song and you will not be able to deny these people want the album. So we are shooting for top of the year, you know, early 2009, you know. If we can do sometime in December, let it be a great Christmas present, we'll even shoot for that. But as we are, we're about, you know, 4 or 5 songs in, and, you know, it's a process. So we're not as fortunate to do a song and it's great to our standards, so we might look at 20 songs and only pick 12, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, good, that's excellent news, because like I say, you're one of the few hip-hop groups that I certainly see in the game which have maintained, and your fan base is as huge, if not bigger, because of your touring around Europe, etc., than it ever has been. And people are waiting and will definitely all be looking forward to the new album. So That's good news, and it would make a great Christmas present if you could push for before Christmas. That'd be great for people. Listen, man, before we get to rounding up, I'm just going to go to a couple of questions which have been repeated and repeated and repeated. So the question is, and it's quite a pertinent question in terms of what's been happening just recently, were you able to attend the VH1 Hip Hop Honours, asks a few people.
I was in Holland. Nah, I keep hearing about it, though. I got to see this show.
Yeah, yeah. We were speaking to, we were speaking to DMC last week, and DMC was, he was talking about the show, etc. I think he'd just been there, I think, and he'd just come away from it when we were talking to him, and yeah, it was, there's a lot of buzz out there, because you've got your more mainstream artists at the moment, and they were paying homage, you know, to a lot of the sort of classic hip-hop and that sort of thing, but people were just wondering if you were there. But you were out in Amsterdam, you were out in Holland, were you?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm all for the VH1 Hip Hop Honors because, I mean, you know, at least someone wants to acknowledge, you know, the work that, you know, past rappers and current rappers have and are doing. So I'm not, you know, me personally, I don't feel slighted like, oh, why haven't they honored us yet? You know, I mean, you know, everybody on there that they've honored, they know Dos Effects. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So, you know, it's, no one's ever been honored on there from Snoop to anyone that doesn't know about Dos Effects. They've all learned from me, so I'm cool with that. I don't need to be, hey, I'm the guy, honor me, honor me. I'm, you know, when it comes, it'll come, man. I'm fine with all that, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, I totally agree with that, and I see exactly where you're coming from in terms of, you know, that it doesn't have to be put in people's face, you know, this kind of honor me and let's honor Dos Effects and put it in on MTV, etc., etc. You've got the honor, as you say, the streets. You call it the streets, and the streets honor you and always will.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, man, we'll let you get off. All the best with your show tonight. Thanks for taking the time out, and hopefully we'll stay in touch. And I don't know if you wanted to publicise this email address. We've got a lot of producers that tune in. I don't know if it's something you wanted to do now. Perhaps give that address out and get a few more beats from all our worldwide listeners at the moment.
Definitely. Do you have my email?
Well, I don't have it. I just wondered if you wanted to say it on air or you want us to say it later on the show. It's up to you.
I'll say it right now. It's DosEffectsDre@hotmail.com. And it's spelled DosEffects. Dre is spelled D-R-A-Y.
All right, perfect. Dos Effects, D-R-A-Y, hotmail.com. All producers out there, if you've got any beats, anything you want to send over, then there you go. Fill up the inbox even more. And
come on, pick up UK every time.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. All right, man, God bless. Have a great show tonight, and we'll speak soon.
All right, brother, man, I appreciate the interview, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Dre, Dos Effects, we will be catching up with them in a few months' time, like I said. And we will be getting Scoob on as well and just seeing. Hopefully we'll probably catch up with them now, I would have thought, when the album's about to drop or it has dropped, and just see what the response is like. We shall see, won't we? We'll see what the album is going to be like. Will it be a kind of get-in-where-you-fit-in type thing with new beats and 50 Cent-esque flows? Well, we'll see. But this is the track I was talking about. It's called Can You Feel It? I can't get the Drew Down original out of my mind, so I struggle to fully appreciate this, but I think it is a grower. Dos Effects, taken from the brand new album. It's on its way.
One, two. To the hit, to the hop, it don't stop. Two, stop, two, stop. International sound. Dos Effects with the real hip hop. International bass. Dos Effects. Crazy Drazy. Boogie Bang. Let's go. Dos Effects.
Yo. Yo, can you feel it? It's your boy Bang. Diggy Dice in effect, hardcore slang. Yo, can you feel it? If you can't, you paralyzed. I'm serious, like the radio on satellite. Riggedy rap dude, known for the metaphors. Roaring 9-2 and 09, I'm even better, dog. Can you feel it? If you can't, say yes. Biggity B, double OK, yes, I stay fresh. How the flows, your dog, I'm on top of those. Lean on rap dudes till they fall like dominoes. Can you do it like me? Hell no. Cognac, yeah, got me bent like knees and elbows. We feeling like Run DMC and Shell Toes. Boogie Bang, Hustle Man in the blizzard, I can sell snow. Can you dig it? No compromises. Keep real hip hop alive. Let's go.
Comeback track from Das FX. Didn't feel it at all, must admit, first listen. But after a few listens, honestly, it is a grower if you don't believe it is. Thank you to Dre, then, obviously, for the interview. Now, speaking of comeback tracks and the VH1 Hip Hop Honours, Naughty by Nature are back, and this is their track. See what you think. I literally didn't know whether to put this in the playlist on the show tonight, but in the end decided to just play it and let you see what you think. Naughty by Nature, what does this say to you? Hip Hop Honours, it's called. Rapidly approaching 2 a.m. inside the United Kingdom.
Hip-hop honors, girl and grannies, fans stay true. Thugs love us, got Grammys, AMAs too. Gold and platinum plaques stacked since 91, bruh. 150 shows a year, even a couple of slow months. Then go ghetto, get off, get grown up. Watch your bass, keep the tone of dirt on my Malona. Own up to the honor, stand and shout if you're shown up. You're hating, you can honor these or these donuts. First 500 these. First 600 V's, first out of state properties, first film companies, first clothing line, first record company, first boogie land while still thumping jumping G's. Anthony's Jamboree, Uncle Vincent's Imprint, KG Baby Wildin', number one every album. Open city wide, the street and the gritty pride. Icons on the avenue, VH1 solidified, certified, see what the thunder do. Cook out with Phil, there'll never be a fucking one hit wonder, boo. The hip hop honorees, honor we, honor me. Word to mama, I'm honor, honor hip. Honor hot, honor who? Honor the drama, honor your mama, honor you. Honor the OGs, the icons, let me too.
It's what it was, it's what it is, it's what it do.
Honor him, honor hot, honor who? Honor the drama, honor your mama, honor you. OGs, the icons legend too.
It's what it was, it's what it is, it's what it do.
And yo, the block going wild. They blasting out the text, debating about the reunion, the caving and trash. Since popular demand says there is none fresher. Naughty by Nature's back with the full court pressure. Hailing from the swamps, mobbing through the mud. Jersey ain't on my back, nigga, Jersey's in my blood. Now we iconic MCs, and we accomplish that with only 4 LPs. So what makes you think we gon' shut that shop when we still got props? Still rock the spot, still crushing competition as we prowl on stage, and we taking advantage of this digital age. We cut out the middleman, now we do direct marketing to our core fans. The return of them Jersey boys bubbling in the womb, and this is just a free game album coming soon.
Honor hip, honor hot, honor who? Honor the drama, honor your mama, honor you. Honor the OGs, the icons, let you too.
It's what it was, it's what it is, it's what it do.
Honor hip, honor hot, honor who? Honor the drama, honor your mama, honor you. Honor the OGs, the icons, legend too.
It's what it was, it's what it is, it's what it do.
Got a bounty on you, call my whole county on you. Clicks quicker, thicker, slicker than Saudi oil. Brazen bandit, with an E, I mean advantage. Begging ain't the needy, gon' need a bandit. Trigger nigga, venom spitter, shitter splitter. With a diva or a stripper, never with a critter. Flip your ass to spatula, no matter at you. Put your nighty-night napper, it's the rapper grapper. Ghetto bastard, engage the clappers. The day before, after the matches, make a ton of ashes. Roll with real riders, real robbers. Shoot shotters and drink blood like a chupacabra. That's a drop kick. Better stop, bitch. Keep the Glock grip. Or some pop shit. Or some proof shit. Lord, where our bodies went. Gaddafi with a jotty shit. Retaliating body shit. Honor him. Honor hot. Honor who? Honor the drama. Honor your mama. Honor you. Honor the OGs. The icons, let me do.
is what it was, it's what it is, it's what it do.
Honor him, honor her, honor who? Honor the drama, honor your mama, honor you. Honor the OGs, the icons, legend too.
It's what it was, it's what it is, it's what it do.
Not overly positive comments then for this track. Well, to me, Hypnoia by Nature, kind of, to me, were always known for annoying tracks. You know, they did some great tracks, but also they did some very annoying. I mean, Hip Hop Array, to me, wound me up no end. Even back in the day, honestly, it did. I'm just being honest, it did. I used to hate Yo MTV Raps, and when that came on, you just go, oh, forget it, man, I'm flicking around. Because don't forget, back in those days, this is an old man speak, back in those days, a Sky TV, we only had 8 channels. That's all we had. We had 8 channels, and we had Eurosport. I used to flick to Eurosport and watch the go-karting when that track came on. I really didn't. I just hated that. Oh, I just wound me up. So that's probably quite... Oh, turn this bloody echo off, man. That's probably quite in keeping then with most of the product from Naughty by Nature. But I don't know, it's desperate to me. I've got to be honest, to me, it's...
You reckon?
Yeah, a little bit desperate, a bit sort of... Honour us and honour your mum and honour, and remember us, we did all this and then we did that. And yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
I thought it was all right. It was all right.
Well, okay. Could have been a lot worse, couldn't it? Could have had Young Jeezy on it. Go on.
The track before that? Was it the track before that that was really, really bad? There was a track before that and it was just terrible.
That would have...
By Naughty by Nature, not the one we played.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were about the Das FX one.
Sorry.
No, that weren't much. No, I'm really joking. It was great. there was one by Naughty by Nature, yeah, that came out. It was given to us one a few months ago now, and I don't think I think we probably tried that one and said, "Oh, Naughty by Nature, about what do you think?" And that was very R&B, wasn't it, with an awful singing hook on it or something. Yeah, so yeah, that's better, isn't it? Victim material. What did you mean by this off air? You just said to me, mate, victim material. Anyway, I think we better talk off air about that. Let's keep the music pumping as we think about where we're going to go next.
I'm suicidal and liable to rattle off and unravel in my recital and battle a rival to wrath of God in the Bible, the wrath for all of your idols. Trading that soul, attached like backbones, in fact, entwined with your mind like your spinal. I'm more like a theory, y'all need to be near me to hear me clearly. You idle rappers, I'm barren clappers severely. You spinning backwards and barely hear me. Sincerely yours, my lord, I pause, I'm really bored. That's why I murder rappers, reps like I'm Lizzie Borden. To keep recording, to settle debts you ain't affording with sudden death. Expose your deep thoughts are like puddle depth. They froze, composed like a villain. Superimposed on who's willing to feel and impose. Make a killing, I find it bone chilling. This game is so unfulfilling, cause I can barely afford to pay compliments, let alone sit on my accomplishments in this arena. Sitting on subpoenas with the same demeanor. Fuck you and yours, shit. It's all been read, it's all been written, it's all been said, it's all been spitting. And shut up and listen, I'm feeling what you're missing. With the wisdom of a sage, it shine through the page like a prism in the vague vision. Or fade the waves like a centigrade haze. Everglade phase, keep a gator, or turn traitor and dictator and keep invader.
Calculated, overstated off the top of the dome.
Used to be a lot of y'all herbs, thought I reached my prime. But I came in the game with a unique design.
Sean Boo,
like a batter to hell.
I'll introduce you to the devil himself.
Put the front into a rest.
I come with skills and I leave with your motherfucking respect.
Nobody move, we show and prove like 9/11 truth. Rhyme forever in the booth. Realistically, it ain't a mystery. My man James said, isn't he ruthless like the Sox on the worst trade in history? Our people are traumatized, financially sodomized, mechanically modified, substantially lobotomized. They fed a lot of lies, one in a million odds. Reptilian gods walk the earth with civilian jaws. Ayo, DC at its sense. Put your hands up and catch a glimpse like the pale man in Pan's Labyrinth. You've been pampered like an Arab prince. How the fuck you gonna brag about a sneaker game when you got no dunks like the Raptors after Vince? And if you did, it doesn't matter since the whole shit is played the fuck out. I wish you stayed the fuck out. They either geeks or they're way too thugged out. No balance, no talents, no challenge. ECA be the perfect combo. Plus we never let our guard down like Garnett. This word or on though, Leon Poe. My style sounds like it was drafted off Isaac Asimov. Your shit sounds like David Hasselhoff. I'm like Clark Kent with the glasses off. Me and Trademark rap our asses off and pass it off as nothing. Punk on Art Bell meets Art Mark the Cartoon. Tell move, yes, show and prove.
Thank you for that one, listener. East Coast Avengers, Show and Prove. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. DL Incognito. Track is called Butterscotch Stout.
Robson and Company design garments. International flavors like Oz Armin. Meet you late night, right like chain bombing. On the run like arrest warrant. Somewhere foreign, exotic. Don't use narcotics, my mind's clear. But money comes thinner than MacBook Air. Got a skill you can't bear to live without. But soon I'm officially out on something else. Got nerve, nah, I'm ahead of the curve. Got a bird's eye view when the music is burnt. All these downloads hurt, how else can I earn? Ask my man, he told me that he's not concerned. Play the game like Stern, get your paper. I'm not the savior, I'm just the player. Six on a bench with a Sony Beta. I got next, I can't wait till later. Yeah,
get late, no talk.
Safari 87 T-shirts, the hundreds. 20 years deep with the crew I run with. Blood is thicker than water, no fronting. Turn nothing to something, great. Got no ego, but I can't deflate, I inflate. Give me room to breathe, give me some space, and I'll show you how to ride this classic break. From humble beginnings, I dug in crates for rare samples they never used before. Old school rhyme pattern 4-4, like a 4-4 blast and hit the floor. The swagger that I got is pure, unhampered and raw. Material you pay a premium for. No serial number, so I can't be caught. So lyrical gift from my highest source.
At the end, late, no talk.
To my story, explain. Got a two-letter rap name, two chicks, mad game. Till I realized I had nothing to gain. No pain, no adversity, no shame, no glory, no apologies needed, won't say sorry. Live it up if I could in a Ferrari. With a millionaire's flair, not a single worry. Get a millionaire's bank account, checks bounce, so it can't all be about the money you count. With all these ups and downs, smiles and frowns, fully loaded when I pronounce like 16 rounds. Search like a lost and found, and I found that some still understand the meaning of rap. Before I write these tracks, can't take it back, so I keep things moving like Amtrak.
At the end, late, no talk.
Don't laugh, you can hear it. DL Idcock, we're just laughing because we're so happy. That's what it's all about, we love this tune. Okay, the situation is we're just waiting for Tech N9ne's manager to call us back. As arranged, I think we caught him off guard a little bit tonight, I don't know. He was very precise within terms of when we should call, and he would put Tech N9ne on it, all goes nice and smooth, but... He did sound like somebody who didn't even know Tech N9ne, but happened to have his number. Okay, yeah, sure, Tech N9ne. Oh, yeah, I remember him. Let me just find his number. Can you give me, like, a minute? Okay, I'm sure I can find it on the internet for you, and I'll try and hook you up. Okay, great. I sound like Jerry Springer. What's going on? But, yeah, so we are working on it as we speak. Let's just switch things up.
Ooh.
Friday Night Live. It is, of course, the weekend wherever you are. And unless, of course, you're listening to the podcast and you're at work, beavering away, doing a bit of munting for a Monday.
Hey, yo, I put down that beer, cuz. Stop blazing that spit. Come here for a minute, let me chat to you. You need to realize potentials here alive in your mental. Ain't no guidance or road, so a bit of span is essential. It's inconsequential happenings. A chain reaction, every day that brains are shackled in. Life is strange, I'm baffling, young brains are grappling. With the changes, pull away that make them be a man and thing. Every situation's challenging. Young family fate balancing on seesaws. From adolescent to adult, a time I call the teen wars. Man's body, child's mind. The boy the beat thought, young dicks played a big man. Young shit stressed like cheap boys, it's sickening. Little pygmies, lippy and mini skirts, mums are slack. A younger sprats are turning mini hers. Innocence missing, kids are digging dirt and feeling worthless. Existing in this wicked earth. No lie, I seen a kid of six casually sitting billing herb in the bricks. I asked him what I want, he said it ain't no biggie words. I'm just living king, kicking back maxing, chilling with a fat team. It's not a game, cuz too young to properly understand what's cracking. Trying to play the man before your time, inclined for acting. Lacking a boost to all your body, your doors are rattling. Total obscurity, but for growth and social maturity. The cost is loss of you for no security. Young folk are neurally desensitized, hence their minds will know no purity. What?
Kids learning fast on the road now. I told their ass they need to slow down. Younger youths acting like they're grown now. They don't seem to care. See the younger years wanna wait so. I told them dudes they need to lay low. Slow down, cause life ain't a race, bro. They don't seem to
couple
care.
Hairs on your testes, don't make you hefty. Little piece of bum fluff, now you're getting fresh beef. Way ahead of yourself, letting you down gently. Far from a man, but you're pushing out your chest piece. Let's please be honest, cause them youngers wanna follow us. Pop a couple bottles of beer and bun off a lot of buds. Little worms, mean fuck, 10 to 13, drop their first seed. But they're old enough to work, seems the world keeps turning, regardless of the outcome. 12 years old, left school to be a proud mum. Doubt funds on her agenda, the end has now come to immaturity. Surely it ain't about young minds being saddled with adult responsibilities. This city breeds time bonds that respond to imagery. The media projects kids growing up quickly, from nappy rash to happy slapping foes and rolling ziggies. In the blink of an eye, life cruising at lunar speed. Latchkey use, trying to move you up, shoot and freeze. Chewing sweets and holding reboards, it's no lying. 05, younger youths are wilder than us old guys. Don't try chuck it and call them whippersnappers. Them younger youths are quick to pull a stick and clap us. Undiplomatic mini-me's that's picked to back it. These youngers got no remorse, life's a systematic and it's tragic.
Kids learning fast on the road now. I told their ass they need to slow down. Younger youths acting like they're grown now. They don't seem to care. See their younger years wanna wait so. I told them youths they need to lay low. Slow down cause life ain't a race, bro. They don't seem to care.
About the closest you'll get to N-dubs on this show. Sorry.
Yeah, for every pair of lines I spit, I leave you paralyzed and bent, so clear a path. If you're not parallel to my paragraphs, apparently if they say I'm better than you, there's no reason for me to put myself on the pedestal. Moving forward ahead of you, like you riding a bike and you can't move till the pedals do. Nobody teams comparable, niggas falling so fast they need to pull the strings on the parachute. So stop the comparisons or get buried up under American soil. We can start with the letter U. S, food for thought, thought for fools. When niggas are taking life for the Jews and the pair of shoes. The hood is out for dollar signs. We trade the heaven skies for a slice of the devil's pie. Tried to make it my downfall, but see, all I know is the tall audience's applause for the curtain calls. All the best now is spitting the truth. Why? Use a letdown like convertible roofs. I see the mic and murder the booth. Nah, killing shit precise like a snipe that's on top of the roof. Ha!
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels like Rodney. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels, yeah.
Four finger ring rap, sling slang, Pharaoh the flow's good. You couldn't hang if you was Bing Rames and Rosewood. Couldn't string together some shows if hoes would sing together with soul for you in the UK with the dough's good. I'm Billy Joel, I'm really soul, might dust off some red vinyl that's really old. And chop drums on a roll while I'm shotgun with a wireless NBC 4000. I got one, I bomb through some hot. I'm cool, the top gun, but not the fonts of Tom Cruise. I got a pool of lyrical warning shots that you shouldn't respond to. Like pant legs around the ankles of hipsters. I'm tight, paint a more visual picture than Pixar. Get more skull and skeleton or rip fuel while y'all bite like parasites.
Yeah, you like my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of head how the man gotcha. In my danger field like riding. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of head how the man gotcha.
It go punch, shoot, stab, kill. Smoke this, sniff that, nigga pass the pills. Niggas rapping about daffodils. Tree hugger, that's when the gat slap your grill. P-bug ya, my defense offense. Offense nonsense. Drunk with the goofy y'all, bring it to an all bit. Car can't put the glasses off. Power fucking Lois Lane cause her ass is off. Kryptonite, but I'm a blood today. Latin king tomorrow, keep it caliente. I send Spanish niggas to visit your label. Ref on me gente and take your digital cable. The guard hard body, I ain't physically able to test me, I'm gently, this whipping is fatal. Blast sketch, y'all niggas is past sex. Acting like a boss, get lost, what up next?
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand how the man gotcha.
You're in my danger field like rotten.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix, it's out of hand how the man gotcha.
You're in my danger, you're in my danger field, danger field.
Happens to be the sound of Black Milk, DJ Premier. Right, time is running away with us tonight. Sat here having a chat off air. Talking about the price of Bovril. Bovril even. Late night tune if ever there was one. Stare at the moon tonight. It's a magical moon out in the UK.
So hush, ayo, grown man talk, don't interrupt. Tell him where you been, Jake, sitting on the cusp. Ayo, making all existing stars. Ayo, trust that we go where no man before. Deep as any seashore, high off treesos, the purple of diesel. A Debo decoys, surrender my peace in the circle of MCs. Surrounded by B-boys and killer Cali chiefs. My words are like weapons, I direct them when I speak. Capiche and kush blunts, quiche for lunch. Eat rappers like takeout, about once a week. About to make it once a month, hibernating in the cut. Sleepwalking, writing raps, dreaming about counting bucks. But still busting free for my peeps when we bump into each other on the street. Cause we do it for the love, just to bust over beats, rhymes, life. And when it gets together, dog, it sounds so nice. Ain't it right? Tell Mr. Jones, it ain't dead, it just came back home. Had to paint black poems for a fake flat world. Trying to take back rap like a lost black girl. While the whole world naps in the sunshine showers. Sitting on hills, counting down final hours. Thinking about if I ruled the world, and I already got the power. Yeah, but now I'm on the cusp. So hush, grown man talk, don't interrupt. Tell him where you been, Jake, sitting on the cusp. Making all existing stars dust. See, I found God within me. Now we kick free, sipping on a bottle of Hennessy. Blazing Christmas trees on the clouds of infinity. Blank out and forget a crowd is with me. Forgive me, my energy can't be gangster. I wanted to be a painter, but decided I should live a life of danger. Remind me, pops, to thank you before I cock the chamber. Aiming at top spots and cock blocking haters. Block, block, my Glock shot. That in the heart, cause one day I got high, a mistake before a shark. Pardon me, doc, why is it my artistry rocks? Every time I bring reference to a broad on my jock. Cars on my lot, all my money bought in a knot. Would niggas rather hear me rapping about harvesting crops? Probably not. Honestly, I'm trying to be dope, that's being modest. I ain't trying to be broke, that's on my mama. Trying to figure how do we cope with all the drama when there's so much room in the sunshine shower.
Yeah, and we out here.
Sometimes I sit back and think, interrupt.
Y'all niggas out here.
Hush.
I wasn't joking about the moon. It's late night love. I wasn't joking about the moon.
Beautiful.
If you're there with your loved one, or maybe you just got your posters of Dre from Das Effects, stare at the moon tonight. It's a full moon. The clouds have parted. But I do love that tune. Anyway, Friday night live show. If you just join us in the US and you're going, oh, I think I'll sit down now. These guys will be on for a few hours and they'll be fresh and they'll be focused. Well, you couldn't be further from the truth. What's about to happen is probably the messiest hour of radio. No, it's not. We're still waiting for Tech Nine's manager to call us. We've been trying to plan it Asia and we've got nowhere on that. So we're just reassessing what we're going to do. You had a few ideas, didn't you, Menace, on how we could...
Well, I really feel like trying to talk to our Courtney Love. I don't know if it'll happen. We talked to her assistant earlier this week, so... Mm. I mean, you could always try, couldn't we? It's just a thought.
It's a thought, isn't it? It is a thought.
It's just a thought.
It's not often. It's not often that shows do, you know, could just say, well, should we talk to Courtney Love? I mean, I don't know if it's got much weight. I mean, last week we had the infamous in-depth interview with Alanis Morissette. I mean, would we do this? Would Courtney Love even pick up?
I don't know, man. I mean, what do you reckon, listeners? Should we,
It's like... sorry, Westwood, what are you saying? No, but do you think it'd just... I don't know. I don't know if it'd be appropriate to call Courtney... Would it be appropriate to call Courtney Love at this time of night?
Oh, we could try Pharrell.
Pharrell Williams. That'd be big. No, this is
just... No, we shouldn't. But if it's somebody that wanted to get on the show earlier...
yeah.
People that could... Douglas Bickford.
Now, he's an expert, but I don't know if he's available. I'm just looking now. I'm not sure if he's available now. He would be able to talk about the economic crisis, and I'm sure he'd have an answer for us all. Maybe he would solve the economic crisis just with his own thoughts that he'd have. So we could always try, but I'm afraid we can't, Menace, because he's not available. So that's not going to work. Furry Anderson? Oh, I think I've just put you on hold there. Let me just pick him back up again. Sorry, I put you on hold there in that studio. What about Furry Anderson?
We could do him, man.
No. Anyway, look, we'll play this song while we decide what we're going to do, because Tech Nine's manager is obviously not really his manager, just an attention seeker. And Planet Asia's not picking up. So we're just trying to see where we go. Do we round things up? Do we finish off for tonight? Or do we give it a bit of time and let Tech Nine's manager call us? We're not quite sure what to do. Let's play this.
QD shit. OS. What up, Planet? Blood Brothers, nigga. What up? Crit, though, I'm a work. Bag. I can take yours. I'm taking it back to Nickelback. DMP, yo. Yo, the money is clean, the car's washed it. Not a hood, expect me to broads to stop it. But I ain't into making friends with the next shit.
Not at all.
I'm trying to put a quarter mil of gems in my necklace. I'm getting cocky, but poppy, not pussy. Blue strip, rock up the cookie, then you chop it and push it. Like chemistry, better yet a game show. All it takes is one good spin, then your name blows. But the jealousy gon' come like puberty. Versus who is he?
Yo,
then
that
looks be scooting it. Some cats can take it, I love it, I want more of it. But once it stops, you flop, you better score quick. Cross seas touring, feeling like my life changed. Slight strange, getting head up in the white range. These snake labels really bugging for real. Pardon self, fake niggas really bugging for deals.
War child nigga.
Okay.
QDOS.
These niggas acting like it can't happen. I blast rapping, I pass rapping. Demand action, last dragon, the last laughing. Demand ransom, find dirt to get my hands in. Outer space, Q the minute, we back at it again. Right hand so hot, it can splatter the pen. Your team used to be the shit, what happened to them? And paying top dollars to capture these gems.
This ain't fair, man. We shouldn't be doing this to him, you know?
Come on.
It's obvious that you ain't heard about me. If you did, you wouldn't be using the words around me. So before we move on, I'll introduce myself. My name's Lawrence, but you can call me Mr. Arnell. The sickest rapper since aluminum foil. I don't play games, but I got toys for you. The SRT, the blue Dodge Ram. Can I burn gas money? Yes, you can. See, the stages ain't safe when I get on the mic. In your face, this ain't safe. You don't say what I like. If you need me, come see me. I'm Neon Green. You can't miss me. Red dots and laser beams. I play for the team that's playing for the ring. Out of space, 2D, we running the scene. Got my head in the game and y'all bout to see. Cause King Kong ain't got shit on me, you heard?
Huh? Hell, what they gonna do after they hear this, man? Bananas. No match for the jewel of the now. I break necks and take checks from whoever's around.
You?
I take calls if there's money involved. But no dough, me no show, dog, I can't evolve. I think you niggas got a problem to solve. If not, save up chips and stop playing with dolls. This is grown man rap, in my zone as that. No clones, more homes, I control that stack. UD got a point to prove. In the lab with 16s, do a joint and move. Believe it or not, my team too hot. I'm a giant, I step up on your team and rock. Nigga, I don't like no chords on my mic. So let me introduce my liquid sword to your life. And my wife only built for Cubans. This is verbal intercourse and you can't stop the movement.
OSQ the minute.
They were on the show last week. Outer Space. Alright, update everybody. Time to shake off the cobwebs, don our Stetson hats, fill our Bovril cup up, because Tech N9ne is ready, and so are we. Then after that, I've almost forgot, I've got a track by a new artist just come out of the Dirty South, you know, that Dirty Dirty. And sound a bit like Kenneth Butterworth there. I didn't want to mention his sick, disgusting name on the show tonight, but I've gone and done it. But he's from the Jerchy Jerchy, the Jerchy Jerchy South. And his name's Dirty Den. Honestly, he's a new rapper. I don't think he's got much of a career ahead of him. Maybe I will be wrong. Maybe he'll be number one on the Billboard charts this time next month. But Dirty Den, I definitely want to get into that one, because when we think of Dirty Den in the UK, surely we only think of a wrinkled middle-aged man with his pants down, flaccid penis in his hand on webcam, or is it just me? Right, let's go then.
No, it's not just you.
It's not just you. It's you as well. That's all right, yeah. Then. That's good. Right, let's go to Tech N9ne here on the Friday Night Live show. There's been a goal at Stamford Bridge. Right, here we go. Tech N9ne.
Hello.
Hello, hi, it's the Friday Night Live show. We're here for Tech N9ne.
Yes, hold on 1 second. Hello.
Hello, Tech N9ne. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Much love to you, brother.
Yeah, how you doing, man? How's things today? Feeling okay?
I'm kicking it like a donkey. I'm in Portland, Oregon, about to do a show in a couple of hours, man. Just coming from P.F. Chang, drinking me some St. M. Riesling wine, and yada, what I mean, getting ready to do this show.
Yeah, excellent, man. Now, of course, as you can imagine, where do we begin? Your career is just page after page after page. What an accomplished career so far you've had, man. What a blessing you've had.
Yes, man. I mean, it's been a long, hard road, but I wouldn't change it for the world. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world, that is. You know what I mean? It's like being independent. You know, it's a hard task, but the key to the success is getting out here with the people. You know what I mean? Politicking, man. Getting out here, going from town to town, letting them know you exist. You know what I mean? I recall my first show I did in San Diego. It was only 7 people in the crowd, but we did it like it was 700 people or 7,000 people in the crowd. And the next time we come back, the 7 people turn to 100. Those 100 people turn to 500. And now we can't go to San Diego without selling out. Now we're in the House of Blues in San Diego, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to Canes on the Beach or Belly Up or whatever you call it. You know what I mean? So it's like it's growing like a forest fire. And over the years, we've been grinding and pushing, me, Travis O'Gwen, and all the Strange Music staff, making it to where the rest of the world is getting us. And now I'm doing this interview with you, and you're somewhere way, way far away from me. So it lets me know that we're doing the correct thing, you know?
Absolutely, and I really recognize that ethos, because that's really how we've worked. Like you say, you know, you start with small numbers, you just build up and build up and build up, because you get the respect. Now, speaking of numbers, the recent album Killer done phenomenally well. Done excellent, hasn't
it? Totally, man.
Done really well.
Totally. Yes, man. It took me over the million mark independently, you know what I mean? And we thought that it would do it, you know what I mean? And it did it quicker than we thought, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's steady selling, you know what I'm saying, a lot weekly, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's exactly what we thought it would do, because I put a lot into that album, you know what I'm saying, Killer, man, to do my first double album, you know what I mean, and have it be a success like it is, you know what I'm saying? I have high hopes for this album. You know, we just shot a video for the first song on the album called Like Yeah, and they just premiered it on MTV you know what I'm saying, like last week or something. And we're looking to do very, very big things with this album, man. And I'm proud of it all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, to talk about your album and more, I've got my co-host Menace in the studio. Menace.
Yes, yes. What's going on, Tech? How you doing, bro?
What's up, bro? Much love to you.
Likewise, likewise. So, I mean, you know, for a lot of our listeners who might not have heard your music, you know, if they were to, like, Google an image of Tech9, you know what I mean? The difference between you and other rappers is that you're going against the grain in terms of image. Now, you know, close-mindedness within our culture has never been a secret, and the acceptance of something new and different is you know, often really welcomed. You know, as an MC who's gone against the grain, gone against the norm throughout your entire career, how do you deal with the criticism of your image?
Well, a lot of people always criticize my image, man. You know, I used to have of red spiked hair, but it hasn't been like that for like a year and a half or more, you know what I mean, because I couldn't take care of the bleached hair, so I had to cut it all off and start all over, you know what I mean. But my imagery with the face paint and with the bishop's robe and all that, a lot of people were afraid of me. They called me devil worshiper, you know what I'm saying, they called me weirdo. I don't got a problem with weirdo, you know what I'm saying, but I got a big problem with devil worshiper, because I never ever worshipped Satan or whatever you have, whatever, you know what I'm saying, people said I did. And it's like, I come from a group called Nuthouse, NUTHOWZE, and what Nuthouse taught me is to think different, not give a damn about what everybody else is doing or saying or looking. I do my own thing, I look my own way, and I give you my heart, my soul. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me different. That's what sets me aside from all other MCs, because I'm totally inside out. I'm not just a little bit inside out. What I mean by inside out, I mean my insides are out here for everybody to see through my brain, through my soul. You know, I write my life, and I don't hold anything back. No fabrications, no smoke and mirrors. You know what I mean? So that's what sets me aside. Now, you got other artists that give you their inside life, like Eminem, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do it. You know what I'm saying? But I do it 100% purely, you know what I'm saying? Let my wife say, people party to my pain. I don't like that. That's what my wife say. Like, my wife always say, why do you have to tell everybody everything? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, you got a point, but Quincy Jones told me in 97 when I signed with Quincy Jones, he told me, Tech, rap what you know, and people will forever feel you. What do I know better than anybody else? Myself, my day-to-day life experiences. So that's what I give you, whether it's my ups and downs, you know what I'm saying, my highs, my lows, my happiness, my sadness, my vulnerability, you know what I'm saying, me talking about how I wish I could cry one good time, you know what I'm saying, so maybe I can free my mind, you know what I'm saying, I give all of that, and that's what sets me aside, you know what I'm saying. So when people criticize me by the way I look, or they can say I'm a weirdo, they can say all that, but they can never say that that boy can't rap.
Nah,
or they can
never
say that they can beat me, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned Quincy Jones and him staying at you in 97, which I believe was the year you dropped the joint on Gang Related, if I'm correct in saying that.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, being involved with Quincy Jones, you know what I'm saying, I did music with his son, QD3. So
right.
QD3 did music, he did music for Tupac. He did To Live and Die in L.A. and all that kind of stuff, and A Letter to the President and so on and so forth. He did a lot of music for Tupac. So QD3 doing music for Tupac started doing music for me. As a matter of fact, QD3 said if he wasn't doing music for me or Tupac, he didn't want to do rap music. You know what I mean? So Tupac died and it just left me. You know what I mean? But that time, they were doing, that was 98. I signed with Quincy Jones in 97. 98, the gang-related movie was coming out, and Suge Knight and Death Row was over it. And from QD3 doing Tupac's music, they added a song of mine that QD3 produced called Questions. You know what I mean? And Suge Knight and them, they liked it so much that the album was already mastered. They made them remaster it to put our song on it. You know what I'm saying? And I just recently got to thank Suge Knight for it at my video set to like, yeah, you know, it's like a month or so ago. You know, I always want to tell Suge thank you because millions of people bought the gang-related soundtrack and millions of people got to know me from that. And I was the only artist on that CD that wasn't on Death Row. I was just a small-town country boy straight from Kansas City with ties to the West Coast through Quincy Jones and Tupac. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that was one of the first songs I actually got put up on yours. That's one of the first joints that got me into your stuff. So, you know, props to Suge. You know, bringing it back to the image and, you know, your transition as an artist. You know, what about the drugs you've done in the past? How much of an influence have the drugs you've done in the past had on the effect of your image?
It had a lot to do with my image. You know, I'm sizzling at the time, 2001, 2002. I was really, really hard on ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? I almost died. I did 15 pills in one night, man. You know what I mean? And I can't say, I won't say that the ecstasy didn't have an effect on me because it did. I was going to a lot of raves, hence the spiked red hair. You know what I mean? I would go to raves and rap on the mic. I'd be high out of my mind, taking 3 pills at a time. You know, I'm sizzling throughout the night. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I wouldn't take those days back for nothing. I'm glad I made it through it. You know what I'm sizzling? But I'm not ashamed of those images. You know what I mean? Because that was me at that time. You know what I'm sizzling? I've been clean for almost 2 years. So it's like when I look back at my red hair, damn, I wish I still had it. But I know that that's going to damage my hair and make it fall out. So I don't want to go back to it. But at that time, I was partying, man. I was doing music like T9X, Slither. I was going to a lot of strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? It was more partying because I was in spiritual pain. So ecstasy was my choice drug because it made all that pain go away, man. You know what I'm saying? For the time being. But when I came down, I was still in that pain. But I was trying to escape my regular life, and ecstasy helped me do it really well. But I almost died, man. Too much of anything is bad for you. And it was artificial love that I was feeling. So now my drug of choice is women. You know what I mean? It makes me feel like ecstasy. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I do beautiful women. You know what I mean? And I don't need the ecstasy. Sometimes when I'm putting on my condom, about to have this thing with this woman, I feel that butterfly feeling that I used to feel in my stomach when I was doing ecstasy. So I'm like, wow, this is a natural feeling. You know what I'm saying? I actually have all my serotonin and we're going full speed ahead right now. So my high is a beautiful woman now. You know what I mean? So it's a beautiful switch. You know what I mean? But I don't take the drugs. Really, really had an effect on what I was writing about and what I look like. And I wouldn't take it back for the world, man.
Exactly. So the drugs aren't still the same necessity in terms of co creative with your artistry and image compared to back when you did Angelic, or the drugs, that's gone, I'm guessing, that part of your life?
It was like back then in Angelic, I mean, because I did my first ecstasy pill, like this young dancer, this stripper chick gave it to me, you know, one night at a movie, and she told me, she said, okay, I want you to take this. She said, in like 30 minutes, you're going to start feeling butterflies and your genital area is going to get really hard. I was like, really? So I went outside the movie theater before the movie started, and I took the pill, and I drank the water out of the faucet of the movie theater. I came back, and we watched the movie. I'm not sure what movie it was. It was so long ago. It was in the late 90s. And 30 minutes later, I started feeling it, you know what I'm saying? And I loved it, you know what I'm sizzling? And it's like I just kept it going, And, you know, I did Angelic, and I was on it real hard, you know what I'm saying? I did Absolute Power, I was on it real hard, you know what I mean? And it doesn't, what I found out is that my music is getting better to me. You know, people say they love Angelic better than anything because I had a lot of pain. That was all my pain at that time. But the bigger and better that I get, you know what I'm saying? My life is getting a lot better. I still have pains that I have to deal with, like being away from my children, my mom being in a psychiatric ward and this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? It hurts me to death. But my life is coming together, and it still makes for great music. Like if you listen to Killer, you still hear songs like One Good Time and Last Words and Can't Shake It and all the pain I'm going through, you know what I'm saying, today. So actually, I don't think that just because I was doing drugs back then, my music was better. I think for people that do drugs, they might like that stuff better. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still partying on my albums. You feel me? Without the drugs.
Nothing's changed. So to what extent has Tech N9ne acting the role of the King, the Clown, and the G shaped you as an MC? And to what extent, you know, has your experience in the music industry shaped you as the man, Aaron Yeats?
Well, all those are one and the same. Because Aaron Yeats is me. But Aaron Yeats is three-dimensional. You know what I mean? What I mean is just not one side of me. It's three-dimensional. It's the King, the Clown, and the G. And I have years to analyze these characters. It ain't just characters I made up. This is the way I live. And young ladies who've been with me for years, they can tell you that these are three different people. The Clown is something young ladies don't really like that love me, because the Clown will do things to hurt those girls. You know what I'm sizzling? The King is high-headed, like, fuck you, nobody can fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Or da-da-da-da-da. I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to curse. Am I live on the radio?
No, no, it's fine, we're uncensored. It's all good, bro. We're uncensored.
Oh, you sure? I'm sorry, I don't usually curse, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not sure if people are listening to on this radio, but the King is like, you know, nobody can mess with me, yada-da-da, I mean, you're a peasant, stay down low, you know what I mean? Stand down, you know what I'm saying, when I come around. You know what I'm saying? The G is respectable because the G understands death, because the G has seen a lot of death through gang, you know what I'm saying, activity. Growing up in a blood neighborhood, I've seen a lot of deaths. I've been to a lot of funerals, which is why I don't go to funerals anymore because of that. You know what I mean? And it's like the G, I feel, is the most gentle person to deal with within me, you know what I'm saying? And I am a G, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 36-year-old man. I'll be 37 November 8th. So I'm OG, original gangster for real, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, all these characteristics, they're like one and the same. Aaron Yeats is just three-dimensional. You might want to call it schizophrenia, but it's not schizophrenia because it's pleasant for real, you know what I'm saying? But for chicks who love me, the Clown is nothing that they want to have within me. You know what I'm saying? The Clown parties. The Clown does a lot of things that hurt people that I love. You know what I mean? And people might think that when I speak about it, that it's just some gimmick shit that I made up. It's not. It's me. You know what I'm saying? The Clown is something I became that I feared in my childhood days. You know what I'm saying? When I became something I feared as a child, the Clown. You know what I'm saying? The King is something I always had in me. I was raised the King to have the best of everything. You know what I'm saying? The G happened to me when I moved to the 50s in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by the 50s, I mean 58th Street. You know what I'm saying? I ran into the 57th Street Road Dog Villains. That's my gang partners, my partners that ran with a gang back in the day, and I love them to death for teaching me what they taught me, and they taught me to take care of my loved ones at any cost. So whether they was bloods or hoodlums that they want to call them or whatever, I don't care what they were. As people, they were wonderful, and they taught me a lot. And that's why I'm still in cahoots with them, and I'll do anything for them. And that's a part of me that I will never shake, and that's the G in me. So when you speak about Aaron Yeats, you speak about the King, the Clown, and the G, those three characteristics are within Aaron Yeats, because that's my government name, Aaron Yeats. But three-dimensional Aaron Yeats, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners are speaking of what you just said, you know, with regards to you being schizophrenic. A lot of people are saying that those three ingredients that make you are actually, you know, the embodiments of a true MC. And too many people don't have those ingredients. You know, as an MC, you have that balance. And with your music, you know, being the ultimate tool of therapy being released for yourself, between recording Angelic and your new album Killer, how hard has it been battling with moral issues, you know, regarding the battle between heaven and hell? And, you know, as an artist, how do you feel? How does tech feel about everyday life and life today?
Well, it's like when you speak of religious beliefs and all that kind of thing, man, it's like it's all in my music. On my new album, I have a song called Hope for a Higher Power, where I'm trying to tell you I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? I was raised a Christian. My mom's side of the family, Christianity. You know what I'm saying? And she married a Muslim when I was 12 years old. I ran away when I was 17 years old. But from 12 to 17, I had to study Islam. You know what I'm saying? But on top of Christianity. So, of course, that would twist me up. You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff in Islam that I don't believe. You know what I mean? Why I had to stray from Islam. You know what I'm saying? Because what they were teaching is that people needed to be separated by the color. You know what I'm saying? Blacks and whites, total separation. I didn't believe that. I believed that everybody's created equal, so I couldn't follow that. I learned a lot of things from Islam that I would use, like keeping feuds in the closet, not let everybody know that you're fighting. If you got a problem with each other, you deal with it one-on-one and not in front of everybody, out in the open. I believe some of their beliefs. But at the same time, when you talk about alienating people, I never felt that way. You know what I'm saying? So I had to leave that. You know what I'm saying? And that led me to look into Hinduism and Judaism and Buddhism and Taoism and Shintoism and Hinduism and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it just twisted me. Hello, are you here?
I'm here, bro. I'm here.
Oh, and it twisted me up so much, man, that it just made me intriguing individual, you know what I mean? I speak to many people, but it also made me a clusterfuck, but it makes for beautiful music, you know what I mean? It makes for beautiful music, and I can only hope that when I pray that somebody higher than myself, higher than a human being is listening, but I never have any proof. I've never seen anything supernatural. I've never seen anything greater than a human being, you know what I mean? And the day that I find something greater than us, something higher than us, whether it be an alien, whatever it is, then maybe I'll change the way I think. But right now, I'm all on living life. Right now, celebrating life and making the best of it, because when we die, it could be eternal sleep and not nothing spiritual. And I don't want to believe that, but Darwinism is pretty much saying, is really saying that it could be, you know what I'm saying, that everything grew like a plant, you know what I'm saying? And creationism is saying, no, it's God and his angels and his devils and his... And Darwinism is sounding more understandable or more real, you know what I mean, than creationism. And I was raised a creationist, you know what I'm saying, with Christians, with Christianity, you know what I mean? And it's a confusing thing, so... When you think of the term all sixes and sevens, you think me, confused, you know what I'm saying? But it's a wonderful confusion because it makes for beautiful music, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, how do you feel about the level of spirituality, you know, present today in hip-hop? A lot of our listeners are asking, you know, if your song, Hope for a Higher Power, is an indication of further spiritual enlightenment for yourself.
Well, it's like... I don't know what to feel, man. You know what I mean? All I can do is hope that something else is there, man. You know what I'm saying? And I love that people, you know what I'm saying, bring spirituality to their music. You know what I'm saying? Nas does it a lot. Tupac did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Tupac did it. You know, a lot of people pray in their music. Scarface is real, real spiritual. And it's how we were raised. It's how our grandparents raised us. It's how our parents raised us to think and to believe that there's a higher power, man. But the older we get and the more we study, and you study and you find out that the Bible was written by man and all these things, and then you find out that it was written to keep law and order and not anarchy, you know what I'm sizzling? So it kind of confuses you, like, what if that's the truth? And a lot of people believe that that's the truth, that it was the Bible was written and the King James Version and he was gay, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, it's hard to read something that man wrote and believe it, you know what I'm saying? Because people are trying to keep law and order, man. And in a world so crazy, not having law and order can mean something, you know, horrible, man. Mm. So when you read the Bible, you take it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? When you read the Quran, you take it for what it is, or the Kabbalah, or whatever you want to read, or if you're into Scientology, Dianetics, you know what I'm saying? You take it for what. Everybody got to believe in something. So maybe it's something to just keep people occupied, you know what I'm saying, to believe in something. But I was raised to believe that there's a higher power, and I hope to God that there is, because if not, things are going to really, really, really blow up. You think things are blowing up right now because of the situation in Iraq. You know what I'm sizzling? Mm. Just imagine if everybody loses all hope for the future and all hope for spirituality and all hope for God and everything, and they find out that that's all a hoax. Just imagine how many people will go haywire. So maybe it's a good thing that they created the Bible to create law and order, you know, to keep law and order, because if they didn't, everybody would be idiots.
True. True. All right, man, I'm going to switch it up and talk a bit about rock. You know, the same way hip-hop has experienced generational conflicts with new school rappers, this and old school rappers, you know, vice versa. Back in April this year, there was a story in UK that Noel Gallagher from Oasis dissed Jay-Z in hip-hop as an art form from headlining Glastonbury. I mean, you know, as somebody who's as passionate about rock music as you are about hip-hop, how do you feel about the current relationship between rock and hip-hop, man?
I love it. I love when music fuses together, man. And that's what it's supposed to do. When you see people like Kid Rock and Linkin Park and, you know what I'm saying, P.O.D. and, you know what I'm saying, just hardcore rock, hip-hop acts, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if you say Limp Bizkit, I mean, you know, all of it has a rap influence. You know what I'm saying? Big and Rich. Mm. What do you mean? Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. I mean, you know, hip-hop influence, man. And it's a wonderful thing. Well, you can fuse jazz with hip-hop, country with hip-hop, rock with hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, classical music with hip-hop, you know what I mean? It's a wonderful thing. I'm for it 100%. I've been on the rock hip-hop thing from the beginning.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When you listen to Angelic, Tormented, you know what I'm saying? It's on that tip, you know what I'm saying? I'm a riot maker. So when Party Like a Rockstar, part of it, when that came out, people were like, hey, man, that sounds like you. I understood why they say that sounded like me, because I had been doing it for years, rock and rap. You know what I'm saying? When people have been moshing at my shows since I started. You know what I'm saying? Way before everybody was getting crunk and everything. And I love Lil Jon and all that kind of stuff. But, man, people have been moshing at my concerts since I started. When I was doing Nut House, they were moshing, my friend. You know what I'm saying? So I don't party like a rock star. I am a fucking rock star, and I'm partying every day, all night. So I love the fact that rock and rap are fused. You know what I'm saying? I love it. You know what I'm saying? I listen to my favorite group, you know what I'm saying, System of a Down and Slipknot and Shinedown and Avenged Sevenfold or whatever, what have you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love. Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson. I mean, just keep it going, man. You know what I'm saying? I love hardcore music. You know what I'm sizzling? And it don't matter if it's rap. It don't matter if it's R&B. It can be rock and roll. It could be Gnarls Barkley. It could be Floetry. You know what I'm sizzling? It could be whatever. It could be Outkast. It could be Eminem. It could be Jay-Z. It could be 50 Cent. It could be Ludacris. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be Frank Sinatra. Or it could be Dean Martin. You know what I mean? Or Ray Charles. You know what I mean? It just keeps going, man. It's about having beautiful music around you, and I love when they're fused together. You know what I'm saying? But when you look at Jamie Foxx, he just did Ray, and Kanye got the, she gave me money, you know what I'm saying? Took that, you know what I'm saying, hardcore Ray, you know what I mean, and put it with that rap, wonderful things, man. You know what I'm saying? Fusing rap goes with everything, man. You know what I'm saying? It went with R&B, it went with country, You know what I'm saying? It went with classical. I mean, all we got to do is, like, get Tech N9ne and Enya or something, and maybe it'll be fused another way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what about the status on the Kambosh album? I remember reading months ago that this album was supposedly dropping, you know, with Chris Calico and yourself. What's been the delay with that, man?
Well, this is the thing. The delay is that the demand for Tech N9ne and Chris Calico doing rap is higher than ever now. You know what I'm saying? We're touring more than everything. We're doing a lot of tours. So we have to assemble that band before we can make music. And we haven't had time to assemble the band. We have a lot of ideas for music for Kambosh, but we haven't assembled a band yet, man. And until we get that right band, it will not be a Kambosh, but there will be a Kambosh as soon as we can get time to assemble the band.
We were talking to Bishop Lamont last week, and he was telling us how, you know, he wants some courage, rebellion, and thought in more of today's hip-hop. You know, it seems as if Kambosh would aspire to bring the same thing. What could you tell our listeners locked on listening right now about, you know, Kabosh's name, you know, killing America's beliefs on society's hoods, and its significance to you and Chris's music, man?
This is what it is, because the reason why we want to make it stand for killing America's beliefs on society's hoods is because they're not going to believe how hard these black guys from the hood are going to be able to rock out. You know what I'm saying? So it's killing America's beliefs on society's hoods. Like, watch this. We're going to call it ghetto rock, man. You know what I'm saying? We have songs already lined up, like Insecure, you know what I'm sizzling, songs called, what is it called? I'm African Psycho. Not American Psycho, but am African, like African-American Psycho, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do all that kind of stuff. It's going to be like ghetto rock, man, and it's going to kill America's beliefs on society's hoods. Like, society's hoods ain't all just about jewelry and gangbanging and big asses and da-da-da-da-da. I ain't got no problem with none of that because I love big asses and jewelry and, you know, trying to come out of gangbanging and all that kind of stuff, but it's like this is going to be another level. This is going to be rock. Rap, singing, you know what I'm saying, killing America's beliefs on society's hoods. Not everyday hoodlum cats got to be what you think they are. They could be rockers, too, and that's what Kambosh is about. And when we find all these niggas to get on these instruments, then we will have Kambosh.
Dope. No, I mean, what about the state of... What about the state, you know, of rock and rap right now? Would you say it, rock and rap was experiencing a decline right now, and you know, with the exception of yourself and, you know, Chris Calico and a strange music roster, people aren't going against the grain like they should be?
Nah, strange music it speaks for itself. It's strange music. We can do whatever the fuck we want to do. That's the beauty of Tech N9ne. Because it just doesn't say, well, you just have to do this type of music. No, you can just do, well, okay, you're gangster, so we're just going to keep you gangster, Cut Calhoun. Or, Chris, you sing, we're just going to have you do that, not rap. No, there's no boundaries. So with Strange Music, with the title Strange Music, we can do everything and anything.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in comparison, you to a lot of people that are doing the rock rap thing, it just seems that, you know, you're doing the best thing right now. You're truly going against the grain and not holding your breath, you know.
Totally. And we always do it different than the guys that are always doing it.
What about the regime? You know, has Yuck talked about dropping a full length album anytime soon at all?
Yeah, he has. He's been talking about it for a minute, Yuck Mouth, and I'm gonna be there for him whenever he's ready. You know what I'm sizzling? We're two bosses, and it's hard to get two bosses in the same spot at the same time. But whenever he calls me and say, hey, we need a verse, we need this, we need that, he got it. So if they say that we got a deal for the regime, I'm there for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm first infantry, 97, when he first came with it. You know what I'm sizzling? And I've been here ever since. Just like Papa LQ and Gonzo and all the everybody else, you know what I mean? And it's like if ever he needs me to drop lines for the regime, I rep it to the death of me, and yeah.
So that's good news. What about, you know, the Bay in Kansas City? Why do you think the Bay, you know, is such a big influence over Kansas City and its producers and MCs? I mean, what attracted you personally to working with Yuck Mouth and guys like, you know, 40, etc.?
Well, I met Yuck Mouth in 97 when I was working with QD3. They were doing Lunatic Music. you know, I'm Shizzling, the Loonies were doing an album, and I was living with QD3. You know what I mean? And they came in to do music, and they heard me rap, and they asked me to be a part of the regime. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm Shizzling. But years before that, I met E-40 in Kansas City. E-40 hit Kansas City real hard years ago, you know what I mean, with Mr. Flamboyant. And it just turned into an E-40 town, and anything that came with E-40 would be kosher for Kansas City. And for years, it's been like the Bay Area, man. You saying I put the blame on E-40. Man, I love E-40 for it, and he's family. We've done music together, and I love that he could have such a style that can influence an area like that. You know what I'm saying? It's so far away from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? And he did it. And he's still doing it. And I put that all on E-40, man. You know what I'm saying? E-40 is the reason why the Bay Area influence is big in Kansas City, because when Mr. Flamboyant hit, everybody was on it. The Kansas City loves gangster shit. And that was gangster shit.
Exactly, man. What's the deal with Strange Music in this direction, you know, as far as releases go this year and next year, 2009?
Strange Music don't have no direction. We go in every direction. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We go every direction with Tech N9ne, of course, you know, because that's a direction. But, like, damn, what is he? He's good. That's all you got to say with Tech N9ne. He's good. That's all we know. We don't know where to put him, but he's good. You know what I'm saying? Chris Calico, where do you put it? You know what I'm saying? He's everything. Where you put it? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Cut Calhoun. Boom. Yeah, it's gangster, but it's a lot more than just gangster. Scatter Man and Snuck Grimm. Yeah, it's street, but it's a different kind of street. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Grave Plot. Wow, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Prozac. Wow, that's dark. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, man. There ain't no direction, man. We just going to the top, my friend. You know what I'm saying? When we doing music that we feel, and we're going to the top. We don't care. Hey. We don't care. It ain't no direction. We just trying to get to the top. What does the top mean? The top means that we can take a break and be with our families and go to Hawaii and take trips on boats and stuff like that, stuff that we never do because we spend all our time on the road. And that's what we're trying to do, man. We're trying to give our fans all we can and then take a short break at least, because this is like our third tour this year, man. And I might have to get off this phone because I need my voice for the rest of the night for the show. And, yeah, I'm starting to lose it because you're getting me hype.
Before you jet, I've got two big tech fans from both from Cardiff, actually, and both called Lloyd, as it goes. They both want to know what direction you're going as far as the tour goes. You know, in the UK, do you have any plans to come to the UK anytime soon?
Yes, man. My partner, Travis O'Gwynn, the president of Strange Music, said we're working on it for the first of the year, man. So hopefully we'll be coming your way real soon. I will tread every piece of this earth before I pass, and Travis O'Gwynn will make sure that we tread every piece of this earth. We've done Denmark. We've done New Zealand. We've done Australia, man. We have to do everywhere else, man. You know what I'm saying? And we will do it. You will see me on your side. Trust me when I say it.
Yeah, we look forward to that, man.
Speaking of an international tour for the beginning of the next year, so here we go.
Dope. So, I mean, of all these places you've toured and, you know, had the blessing to go to, what's been your favorite place to tour? To perform at?
Wherever my fans are. You know what I'm saying? I go show my fans all love. I don't care if it's in the woods, in the middle of a field. We've done it. I don't care if it's at a baseball stadium in Seattle on New Year's Day. We've done it 2 years in a row. I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's at a college, you know, lunchroom like we did yesterday. I don't care. Whatever my fans are,
yeah,
we're going to go.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, man. Well, just thank you is all we can say, and we say on behalf of all your fans out here. And we say thank you for your time tonight and all the best with the show. We're going to let you go so you've got your voice still intact for tonight.
Totally. Thank you so much, man. You know what I mean? I get kind of hyped doing these interviews because it's my life, and I get to speak, and I can speak for hours. But when I have to do a big show like I'm doing tonight in Portland, Oregon, I need every piece of voice that I can get. So much love to you, and thanks for having me, and I will be on your side soon.
All right, excellent, man. Listen, just before you bounce, can we just ask one favor? Could we get a quick drop while you're on air very quickly?
Yeah.
Cool. The information is it's the Friday Night Live show. And, it's Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
Friday Night Live, Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
Yeah.
Yo, this be the one them called Tech N9ne, and it's the Friday Night Live show on, what is it called? Conspiracy what?
Conspiracy Radio.
Conspiracy Radio.
Yeah.
Friday Night Live?
Friday Night Live show, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Live show. Conspiracy Live and Friday Night Live?
It's the Friday Night Live show, and it's Conspiracy Radio.
Conspiracy Radio.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Friday
it.
Night Live.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. That's what I needed. All right. Hey, yo, this be the one them called Check 9, and hold on, the phone is ringing. You ready?
Yeah, yeah, we're ready.
Yo, this be the one them called Tech N9ne, and you're listening to Conspiracy Radio on Friday Night Live right now. Tech N9ne represent Kansas City, Missouri, baby, strange music.
All right, perfect. Tech N9ne, God bless. We'll speak very, very soon, and all the best.
Thank you, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks, bro.
Friday Night Live show. Well, that's about me done for tonight, Menace. I'm totally now exhausted. Thank you to Tech N9ne. Thank you to DasFX. Thank you to everybody who's been involved on the show tonight. Of course, can't forget Admiral Corkenby, whatever his name was. Admiral Crumble, Cumble, whatever it was. I'm very, very tired now. But thank you to him as well for coming on the show. And who else came on as well? Pharaoh Munch as well. It seems like hours, years ago that we started the show. But it's been an interesting show tonight. And we thank everybody for being involved. And we will just very quickly dip into a couple of tunes and we'll be out of here.
Sometimes I wonder if the Lord's called Marco Polo. Yeah.
I wonder.
Live from Brooklyn, New York City. As you all know, I call Philadelphia home.
I wonder.
I'm out here with my man. This is only this thing, but I said this building.
I wonder.
Where I'm told seeking you'll find. I smoke reefer recline and let the streets intertwine with the beats of a rhyme. No sleep I can find. I pause, examine walls that I'm eager to climb. All you seeing is crime. Hella high water rise. You'll drown, homeboy. You can't compete with the tide. You can't see it like it's deep in your eyes. How weasels despise. I made clay out of the feeblest minds. I wonder how evil could thrive. I wonder how in these last days all my people survive. Reefers alive, screaming from the hilltops. I'm for hilltop and still box feel locked like a still box. Keep the mills hot, sometimes you have to steal pots. I wonder does that make me a thief? I will not allow them to take up my space. I wonder how many rappers would die without my space.
My mind is still open, my mouth is still opening. When the man is gonna stop, how heads
getting
wild out here. Looking shots out here. Crooked cow sets up, get knocked out here. When my mind gets the woman, my mouth gets the opening.
I wonder,
when the man
wonder,
is gonna stop
wonder,
out here. It's getting wild out here. Looking shots out here. No education, ain't no jobs out here.
Hey yo, I wonder why we still overseas. Is it cause we care about Iraqis? Is it oil and greed? I wonder what they do with our cheese. They raise money for research but never cure no disease. I wonder why they with me for puffing my trees. But drunks still get trashed and handed their keys to the ignition. Listen, this means something to me. So I wonder what make a rapper claim he's not an MC. See, I write for dead homies and my brothers in streets. My people's my mother and my baby mother to be. So no, I don't respect any who's been nothing but keys. I wonder if these kids know it ain't just hustle and scheme. Instead of coke, we need to be discussing their dreams. Young boy said it's nothing cause I'm with D. I looked him dead in his face so our eyes could meet and asked him what he really want his life to be. He said, I wonder.
It's the moment in my mouth is the opening.
I wonder.
When the
wonder,
man is gonna stop out here. It's getting wild out here. They licking shots out here. Crooked cops set us up, get knocked out here. When my mind is the moment, my mouth gets the opening.
I wonder.
When the man
wonder,
is gonna stop
wonder,
out here. It's getting wild out here. They licking shots out here. No education, ain't no jobs out here.
If it's all about ice and gems, I wonder where does your soul go when your life should end? Do you come back as a Maybach, maybe a Rolls Royce? I wonder how many kids I'd have if not for pro-choice. I had no voice until the beat came. I wonder how many black men in America these streets claim. Enough to fill the NFL with like three tanks. I wonder why they glamorize when they should seek change. I wonder what my friend's mom felt when she had to identify his body and could not tell if that was him or not. Cause they filled his time with a million shots.
fake thug, dog. This is the block. I wonder what happened to this music of hip and hop. Now it's fizzle pop, so don't wonder when you just fly. I wonder why you go to jail, that shit is a cop. I wonder who killed Malcolm and Martin as much as Big and Pop. My mind is the wondering, my mouth is the opening.
I wonder
when the madness gon' stop. How here, speaking loud out here, they lookin' shots out here. Crooked cops set us up, get knocked out here. And my mind is the woman, my mouth is the opening.
I wonder
when the madness gon' stop out here. It's getting loud out here, they lookin' shots out here. No education, ain't no jobs out here.
I wonder.
Marco Polo, Brief the Lost Cause.
I wonder.
Fish the Psyche.
Yeah. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Thank you so much for your time. Peace. Any shout-outs, man, before we dip out?
Not really, bro. Just, you know, thanks for everybody for listening once again.
Cool. All right.
Dope show.
We'll be back next week. And
we're two crabs, apparently.
Two crabs and an armchair.
And a cup of Bovril.
And a cup of Bovril to share. All right, everybody. See you all later. Bye-bye.
Peace.